Good morning, boys and girls.
You're here early.
Yeah. Well,
what day is it?
Monday.
Are you ready to go?
Today is Monday.
I will see you Monday.
Monday.
Let's begin today's Monday show.
As soon as I woke up this morning, I pepper sprayed myself.
It's inevitable that something's going to happen.
Are you going to start talking about Monday again?
Yes.
Everything is set, and it's just me and a microphone.
I'm warning you, I'm seriously stressed out here.
Get ready to hear a radio show.
Japanese Spider-Man, everybody.
Apparently, in Japan, Spider-Man had a flying motorcycle, a giant robot, and he used guns.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Spider-Man.
Did you never see this?
No, I never saw that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty epic.
Spider-Man.
It's so good.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Woo!
It is a Monday, July 10th, Dex and Steve-O, 6:08 in the a.m.
Hi, today of 96 degrees, therefore wearing shorts, everybody! Woo!
Yeah!
Looking good!
Gonna wear the shorts today. And every day this week, cause I did some laundry.
Yeah, I'm like you. I don't have any shorts.
Yeah, I need to buy more shorts. Need to buy more shorts.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. It's a brand new week. We're kicking things off. Huge show. We'll tell you all about it here in just a minute. But first, I watched Spider-Man.
Yeah, you did. And you're not the only one. Martha says Spider-Man was legendary. First of all, good morning. Good morning, everybody, on Facebook Live.
Good
Tim
morning.
Moved to Indiana, and he's chiming in. Hey there, 8 o'clocker.
Indiana, checking in.
Yeah.
What it's like in Indiana.
Rosie wants to say good morning to you, Fred Durst.
What? Oh, hi.
She meant Dex.
I'm not Fred Durst because I don't have the fitted.
Thank you. I'm so glad you said that because it's like actually totally different, guys. Totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Durst only sported a fitted hat. That is clearly a snapback.
Clearly.
If you're going to insult somebody, Rosie, make sure you do it correctly.
Yeah.
Am I right?
That's right.
Oh, man.
I'll be giving a full review. Much like my Wonder Woman review that I gave so epically a few weeks back. I'll give you a...
No spoilers, though, man!
A full Spider-Man Homecoming review sometime this morning. I'll just drop it on you. You least expect it.
Yeah.
Be amazing. Like Spider-Man.
See what I did there? Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gosh, that movie.
Big shout-out to my son and the dogs. That's my son's basketball club team.
Oh, okay.
They killed it this weekend for their big basketball tournament. They play fifth grade.
Okay.
And so they're going to Vegas to play in the big Vegas tournament in a couple weeks.
All right.
Which, when you play in Vegas,
that's baller, shot caller.
Usually you don't win
taller.
You don't win games when you go to Vegas.
Yeah.
And so they wanted to prepare and get ready. So they the coach said, you know what? We're going to put you in the sixth grade.
Oh, no.
Sixth grade level this weekend for the big tournament. And I'm thinking, they're probably not going to win.
They're going to get smoked.
Yeah, well.
Sixth graders, man. They're like a foot taller.
Yeah, exactly. Well, game one, we killed them.
Yeah!
We
Woo!
Killed them. I mean, just... Yeah, well, we didn't kill him, but I mean, it was a great game. Game two, we threw down. We won game two.
Man.
So, automatically, we went to the championship game, and we got killed by 50 points. But we made it to the championship game. Fifth graders.
But guys.
We made it to the championship game and just got crushed by 50 points. Yeah.
I was expecting some epic story. No. I mean, that's pretty epic.
No, it was
oh, man.
It was a squashing.
Yeah.
Splat. Boom.
Yeah.
You're done. Get out.
Gosh.
Go back to fifth grade.
But they did a good job.
They did a good job, man. The fifth graders made it to the championship game.
That's awesome.
Playing a bunch of, I guess these sixth grade, I guess they're going into seventh and we're going into sixth. So there's still a level ahead of us. But yeah, it was fun. Had a good weekend.
All right.
Playing basketball. You know, my son isn't playing all that much. And so I've been giving him a hard time. Like, hey, man. You need to get better.
Got to step up
your
game.
Terrible.
Gosh.
If you want to play more, because, you know, of course he's disappointed when he only plays a few minutes.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Hey, so,
but you're all part of a team, bro.
Exactly. And so I look him straight in the eyes and I'm like, you want to play? Then start playing more. Start practicing. Do whatever it takes.
Absolutely.
I'm sick of parents getting all upset with the coaches, it is, because why aren't you playing my son? Well, your son's terrible. You got to be honest with your kid.
Right.
Like you want to play. You want to start. You have to practice.
Yeah.
You have to wake up in the morning and not sleep in till noon and get your butt over the basketball court because it's too hot during the day to play.
That's true.
I can't play, Dad. It's like 100 degrees outside. Well, wake up. Wake up early when it's like 70 degrees outside.
Somebody said, oh, man, Dex, compared to Steve-O's baseball story last week, that was the worst.
Yeah, I don't have any epic stories of my son.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Epically, we went to the Isotopes this weekend with the entire team. You know, the team that he's referencing, that baseball team that actually did win because they're amazing. And we got to hang out in a suite.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that?
Never
like?
Had the suite treatment. It was awesome.
Like a stewardess comes in. Like,
yes.
Yeah. What do you guys need?
What can I get you anything? There's an Xbox. There's a
what?
Half the kids weren't even watching the game. We were like. We had incredible seats, and they're just inside playing the Xbox.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, taking notes, see what...
You're like, how much is this going to cost me?
Free?
Everything was free?
It was
wow.
Crazy. It was crazy.
Jeez, you know some pretty cool people.
I mean, I don't. Coach Rush does.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
And it was donated courtesy of like a really rad dude who was like, hey, congratulations! I wish I knew the company that was. I think it was KB Construction.
Oh, nice. They're like, here, have our suite.
Yeah.
Cool.
For night for the Paradise Hills Little League All-Stars 11U team.
Oh, that's really
cool.
That
made it to the state championship. Here's the best part. They're playing on Friday, and if they win or lose, they play on Sunday, my birthday. So, looks like Sunday, my birthday, is another baseball day.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Couldn't ask for a better day.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of beautiful, JB on our Facebook Live wants to know who is doing my amazing Wolverine tattoo. His words? It is, right? Huh?
Nobody can really tell it's a Wolverine tattoo.
Actually, he just said it, so apparently it's that good.
Huh.
His name is Erickson. Erickson the Red.
Nice!
He's not really a Viking.
They call him the
but
Red?
But he does tattoos. Nobody calls him the Red.
Oh, okay.
Literally nobody calls him that. Yeah, our boy Erickson down at Good Fortune. Those guys are doing something pretty spectacular for the Dream Center coming up, so we'll talk about
beautiful.
That.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
We're on Facebook Live. If you guys want to go to Star88 on Facebook, go like the page. You can watch the show. You can listen to us right there. You can go back and listen and watch the whole show if you can't do it right now. Share it with your friends if you get a chance. We're also... I guess we got rid of the web. Never mind. I was about ready to go to the website.
It.
Yeah. I mean, if you click on the website at star88.fm, it just takes you right to Facebook.
Which
you don't have a
great
Facebook page, you better make one. Better
I
make one.
I love this, man. Because then people can chime. Derek just chimed in from Espanola. We got people from all over. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, everybody. So also have a live line. You can text in at 505-585-LIVE. It's 585-5483. We love you, live line people.
Mm.
We got a big show today. We got some crazy camp stories coming up.
Oh, dude.
7:30.
I have a story that is going to either prepare you horribly for your Christian summer camp that you're going to, or be thankful that yours is already over. So, depending upon where you're at in the situation. Seriously, I woke up to this story this morning, and I don't ever want to go to camp ever again for the rest of my life.
Well,
ever.
You're pushing 40, so okay. That's a pretty safe bet that you'll probably never go to camp unless you're one of those creepy camp counselors.
Cool. You know what?
Want to be creepy
now
camp
I
counselor?
Now I want to be one.
Okay.
I want to go to camp.
Well, even the creepy camp counselors, I mean, camp counselors are like, they're supposed to be like in their 20s, right?
Are they?
I think.
Is it really the best idea? You're like, hey, I'm going to take my 16-year-old daughter to this camp where it's run by 20-year-olds.
Yeah. No, she ain't going.
Not going to that camp.
She ain't going. She's going to Sam Swan's camp.
It's called
camp.
Friday the 13th, and it doesn't end well.
That's right.
Promiscuity and death.
I can't wait to hear this story. Man. All right.
Yep. So I got a good story.
You mentioned something about a Walmart store you got coming
up. Oh, my
God. You
want to
do it now? You want to wait?
Dude, it was a part of my weekend, and it was just... I got to tell the story, man. So there I was. I was hanging out with Brody on Saturday. It was just me and that dude because everybody else had like baseball practice and where was Chrissy? I don't even know. Everybody was off doing their own thing.
Yeah.
So it was just Brody and I. We're coming out of the old Walmarts because Brody wanted a toy, and when Brody wants a toy,
Brody gets a toy.
Brody gets a toy. He's the baby. So we're coming out of Walmart and I'm parked towards the back because I don't want anybody to scratch my car again. I got a ding, dude. Somebody dented my car.
Ugh.
You know, my new car, Mazdarth.
Yep.
White car. I know exactly where it was. Bush concert.
Ooh.
Parked next to this white Oldsmobile. I should have just known and parked in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
Seriously, there's like a dent. So I'm like, still upset about that. So I parked in the middle of nowhere. No man's land. End of the Walmart parking lot. So Brody and I are walking out, and he forgot his flip-flops, so I'm carrying him because I'm that dad. Like,
wow.
He didn't have shoes. So I was like, well, you're not walking in Walmart barefoot because, you know, AIDS. So
that's not true, guys.
So walking out to the car, I'm holding Brody, and I see this older gentleman with a work trailer.
Okay.
Shovels stuff in the back. Looked like he just got done from a job. Looks like he'd been in the sun for, I don't know.
Landscaper.
67 years.
Ooh.
Yeah. Older gentleman.
Whew.
Quite tan.
Sure. Leather skin.
Will. Yes. So he's like, pulling up, pulling back, pulling up, pulling back, pulling up, pulling back, pulling up, pulling back. Trying to like get his trailer into this parking spot so he can back into two spots. He is like, thank the Lord, literally two cars away from my car.
Okay.
As he's trying to pull in. But he's trying to pull in next to this Dodge. This poor little Dodge Avenger.
Yeah.
This white, new-looking Dodge Avenger. And he's, I can't get it. Back in.
It's like Austin Power.
Being careful. Yeah, it's taking forever. I'm just standing there watching this, holding Brody. And he's, like, looking at me. And then he's, like, trying to get into this spot. And finally, I don't know if he just got frustrated or he just didn't care. He just punches it.
No.
And you see this poor little white Dodge Avenger go,
oh.
And like lift up off the ground.
No.
And I'm like, bro! Like,
yeah.
Because he just ripped open the side of this car with his work trailer.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm holding Brody and I'm like, dude. And like his window's down. So I like, I'm like, you just wrecked this car. Like,
let me guess what happens next. He punches it and takes off.
Yes, he does.
What?
I knew it. So I'm like trying to get in front, but I'm holding Brody. So I'm like, my kid's life is not worth completely stopping this guy. So I immediately like, cause dude, now he's like, but he couldn't punch it immediately because his trailer is stuck to a Dodge Avenger.
Oh my gosh. Like, so the car is stuck.
He ripped it. So then he gets the trailer loose. Like,
oh.
I'm telling you, dude, he did a number on this car.
And he's like pulling out, and so I immediately run around the backside.
Did you jump on his hood?
Still holding Brody. No, bro. I almost just cursed because I'm like, I'm holding my kid.
You know, Brody just jump on the hood.
You're like, you're not going anywhere, oh, mister. Dude, Simpson's arrest. No, but Brody's freaking out because he's witnessing all this, and he's like, what are we doing? And I'm like, we're getting the license plate number. So we run around the back, and I get the license plate number, and I'm like, I'm terrible with my memory. So I'm like, I'm just repeating it over and over again. I don't want to say what it is, so, but it was like CBG 943, CB 94, and I'm like calling, and I'm a dumb. I'm at the Walmart in Rio Rancho calling 242 cops. So I call 242 cops, and I'm like, and then he's still leaving. I'm like, don't you leave, I'm calling! Like, because somebody just dinged my car, and I would absolutely want somebody to, like, I wish somebody had said that to me when I have a little, it's like this big. The side of the car is gone! So I'm calling the cops, and they answer the phone, and I'm like, hey, man, I'm in the Walmart parking lot, and this dude, and I'm telling the story, and it's crazy, and they're like, oh, my gosh, and I'm like, oh, I got to say the license plate number before I forget, and I say the license plate number, and they're like, okay, all right, and then getting all the information and everything, and they're like, wait, where are you? And I'm like, Walmart, Southern and Unser. I'm like 3 minutes into the story.
I'm sorry, sir, that's Rio Rancho. You called 242 cops, that's... 242 cops is for Albuquerque.
Oh, no.
You're going to have to call the Rio Rancho police. And
what's
I'm like,
that number?
What's the license plate number I yelled at you? I'm already forgetting, lady.
Oh, my
gosh. Are you kidding me? He's getting away.
He's getting away. Well, was he already away?
Like, no, because it's a Walmart parking lot, so he's, like, trying to get away, but it's, like, he's going fast, as in, like, 15 miles an hour through the parking lot with this giant work trailer, but I can see him, like, tearing out of there, going a whole 10 miles an hour. So I'm like, okay, and so she's giving me the number as I'm, like, I'm holding Brody. I don't have anything to write with. And I'm like, CBG 947 or whatever it is. Like, trying to remember that. And she's like, the number to Rio Rancho is 821. I'm like, ah, la, la, la.
Eight, is that really it?
No, it's like 891. I'm trying to Google it. 722, whatever it is. Yeah.
Was it right there?
Yeah, it was. I don't remember. But I finally, so I called them. Thankfully, somehow remember the number. Somehow remember the license plate number still. 891-7226. There you go.
Okay.
That's Rio Rancho. Non-emergency. So I call them, and they got somebody out. But it was like, I'm like trying to tell the story again, less epically, of course.
Oh, I'm sure it was probably even more epic, because your stories always get more and more epic as you... Every person that you tell a story to, because this happens all the time with Steve-O, he loves to tell stories. When something happens, I'm always with him when he runs into the next person. And so the story gets even more epic.
Yeah,
it does.
It's true.
So don't even
tell it. That Rio Rancho Police Department, they got a great story. No, so finally, like, it works out, and they got somebody down there. But he had already, like, taken off. You know,
wow,
his crazy getaway.
That's all you need is a license plate.
Yeah.
He didn't, I mean, after that, what, it's kind of like.
What's terrible is I was like so dumbfounded by it. I was like, what kind of car was it? And I'm like, it was a truck.
It was a white truck.
Right. I was like, it was a truck. And it was like, green?
Was it a Chevy or
maybe,
a Ford?
Maybe blue? By the time I got to the Rio Rancho police, I couldn't remember any of it. It was like, I think this is real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm staring at this Dodge that's totally ripped open. Yeah, no, this really happened.
Yeah.
I felt really bad.
Whenever I see watch a TV series or a movie where they it's a crime scene and they need a sketch artist, like, hey, go to the sketch artist and this person's going to draw. I'm always like, if I was ever in that situation where I had to sit down with a sketch artist and, like, he was asking me about the person, I'd be like, he was a white guy.
That's the first thing I did. It was like, could you describe the person? I'm like,
brown,
he was
black,
older,
brown.
Definitely Mexican.
Cause
I was like trying to talk to him and he wasn't speaking English.
Right.
And I'm like, and, did I mention he was older?
Right. Because we've all been in that situation where our husband or wife is like, oh, so you met him? What did he look like? Well,
he's got
he looked like me? Maybe, kind of. I don't know. He was...
But taller.
Kind of tan.
Grayish hair.
What color eyes did he have? I don't know. I don't know. He was...
Why are you asking so many questions? Yeah.
I would completely fail.
Somebody said, come on, Steve-O, your phone has a camera. It's true.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like the worst.
That's what you do.
I'm holding a kid, and I just don't even think about it. I'm like yelling at this guy, and I run around, and I don't think to pull out my phone until I'm calling the cops.
Yeah, so that's what you do. You video.
I'm never going to be famous on YouTube.
You video, because I'm and not you tell the guy driving the truck, Mister, I'm videoing you right now. You better stop right now. Citizens arrest.
Oh, man.
Get on the ground.
I don't know, man. Yeah, it was crazy.
I'm going to report you and send this video. It's going to go viral and you're going down.
I felt so bad because that it looked like a newer-ish Dodge, you know, newer-ish car.
Yeah. Did you wait for the other person to come out? You
know? No, cops told me I didn't have
the
to.
Reaction, you should have videotaped.
Oh, man,
the
no way.
Of the person.
See, no way.
The I person
partially
who comes
didn't
out.
On purpose because I didn't want to be there. Because it's imagine? Already like...
Oh, my gosh.
I've seen, like, fights break out in that Walmart parking lot, and I just wouldn't want to... And I had... It was just me and Brody, and I just didn't want to wait and be the guy that's like,
oh.
Hey, I don't know if you noticed your car is ripped open,
what
but...
What if you were by yourself, because it happened on the passenger side, right? Or was
no,
it...
No, it was the driver's okay, side of their car. Right.
Because if it was on the passenger side, and you, like, get in your car, and you have no idea...
No, poor dude. They had parked backwards, so it was the driver's side. Oh. And so when they come out, it's like, oh, that's the first thing they're going to see. Gosh,
I can't even
so
imagine
badly for them.
Oh, I mean, even you know, what if you're having just the worst day ever, and then you come out of the grocery store, and there's your car just all
right.
Mangled.
Oh. No, David said, "Why didn't you take a pic?" I don't know. Maybe I'll remember next time. Maybe. I got the license plate number, guys. Come on. Isn't that what's important?
That's amazing.
No? Yes? I need help with these things. I'm not used to it.
Oh, man. Good morning, Starmie. It is Monday, July 10th. Big show today.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll do some headlines. We'll, you have an epic story in headlines about a Trekkie and a Star Wars fan.
Oh, I saw.
Things
I saw this one.
Got pretty violent between
yeah.
the two.
As they should. What?
585 Live if you want to text in. We're also on Facebook Live at Star88FM. Go like our page. We'll be right back.
What's going on in the news today?
The first meeting between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Donald Jr. confirms he met with a Russian lawyer linked to the Kremlin last year after his father had secured enough delegates to win the Republican presidential nomination.
Paul Manafort, who was Trump's campaign chairman at the time, and the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, were also in attendance.
Mosul is liberated from Islamic State control.
The space agencies of Europe and Japan announced they will attempt to send a pair of satellites to Mercury in an effort to study that planet's geography and other conditions, including its infamous heat. The planet's relatively nearby position to the sun means these twin spacecraft will be enduring heat of nearly 450 degrees.
In Northern California, the Wall Fire has burned 2,000 acres and is threatening at least 60 homes east of Oroville.
Spider-Man Homecoming, with an estimated 117 million its opening weekend, making it one of the summer's biggest debuts.
Did you just hear that?
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Thanks for spoiling the box office for us headlines.
Good morning. We do the box office every Monday.
Oh, welcome to the show. It is 6:36.
Hi today. Well, it depends on who you talk to, but mine says 95.
Yeah, David.
David!
Where are you getting your weather information wrong, Caddy? Huh? Huh? That one's for you, Tim.
Oh, taking a look at the roads. Road construction, the left lane is closed. Central Avenue between Wantabo and Tramway. Not a whole lot going on today, actually. It's pretty great. Happy Monday, everybody. Let's take a look at traffic.
Traffic!
Waverly, don't forget, the reunion show's coming up. July 23rd, 7 p.m. I believe Waverly's going to be here at Calvary all weekend for services. Yeah. And then they're throwing down the reunion show Sunday night.
Here's the thing, man. Tickets are available now. You got to get them at Parchment Bookstore right here on Calvary Campus, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Only place they're available, pre-sell. Please come get them. Because trust me, their Tupelo, Mississippi show completely full. And so this is, yeah. They're only doing two shows this year. I'm telling you, don't be left out. I can't wait.
After hearing a couple of their new songs,
yeah.
You never know. Those are great songs.
Mm-hmm.
Check them out on iTunes if you haven't yet. Go and listen to the new Waverly singles. Both of them are out, right?
Yeah.
Two songs.
Little two-song EP that they threw out there.
Love that. It's good stuff. Coming up on the show this morning, I'll give my Spider-Man Homecoming review. You don't want to miss that. We'll find out what it sounds like when you fall 83 feet and do a belly flop into the water.
Ugh.
Wait till you hear it. The audio is so great.
Ugh.
She survived. She's okay.
That's
She's
why
fine.
It's okay to laugh. It's okay. It's cool, guys. It's okay to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, probably fine. Suffered permanent damage in her ears. And
I can't
She'll
believe.
Never walk the same, but she's alive.
According to the reports, she's like no really bad injuries. So that's insane.
So we can mock.
So we'll have fun with that one. That might have been it right there. That might have been the audio. 83 feet.
To no one's surprise, or the fact that the news just totally ruined it, Spider-Man Homecoming crushed the box office this week. $117 million.
Wow.
And it's opening weekend. Third best opening so far this year behind Beauty and the Beast and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Not gonna lie, I was a little bummed it didn't take first.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude. That is the best movie I've seen this year.
It's pretty.
That is the best Marvel movie I've seen ever.
Yeah.
It is so good!
Yay!
$117 million, Spider-Man number one. Despicable Me number three. Came in number
four. Have never seen one of those movies.
What, are you kidding me? Are you serious right now?
No, never have.
Are you serious?
Sorry, man.
Oh, to be fair, I've heard Despicable Me 2 about 100 times. I've never actually seen it.
Really?
I saw the first one and I was like, yeah. And then we were traveling to California when the second one released. And we had it. The boys were watching it. So I heard it before I saw it. So there's this weird disconnect.
Are those are the movies with the minions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, they don't even speak English.
Okay.
Why would I watch that?
But there's such a minor part of Despicable Me. It's all about Steve Carell.
Okay.
Crew.
Steve
Carell. Baby Driver number three hit $12.8 million. It is up to $56.9 million in its second week. I need to see that movie. Edgar Wright.
Yeah, that looks directed. Pretty funny.
Yeah, Wonder Woman still in the top five with $10 million this week, up to $368 million. And Transformers somehow staying alive with $6.3
million. Wow.
In its third week, up to $118 million.
They're just going to keep dishing them out.
Yeah, dude.
They really are.
There are a lot of movies that I have not seen looking at this box office. Cars 3, didn't see Transformers yet. I haven't seen a lot of these.
47 Meters Down. That's the movie we need to watch.
Ugh, no thanks. Whew. I enjoy going in the water.
Right?
Yeah. James Harden of the Houston Rockets just signed the biggest contract extension in NBA history.
Okay, he's a good player. All right, he probably deserves that.
$228 million.
Wow. For 1 year?
No.
Oh, I read that wrong.
Four years.
Thank you.
I'm like, that really would be the biggest contract in
totally
history.
Read that wrong.
And ludicrous. Not ludicrous, like the rapper, like it would just be insane.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That would he would be acting a fool.
Acting a fool?
Act a fool! The contract is the super maximum extension that will guarantee him $228 million through the 22-23 season. He is the runner-up to Russell Westbrook for the MVP this season. He had 2 years left on a $59 million contract currently. So they said, why not just up this bad boy and extend you out to the 2022-2023 season?
Man.
Yeah.
I would just like to... I would like to see the paycheck or the direct deposit. You know, like, what does a direct deposit right? every 2 weeks look like for
us? We get paid on Thursday. Yeah. And so, like, the Wednesday before, you're like, all right, guys,
right.
ramen tonight. Seriously, dog.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. And then you're, like, checking the next morning. You're like, whoa, yes, direct deposit came in.
Woo!
Woo! We're good to go.
What's it like to
be... Till we get groceries.
To be James Harden. And
man,
then,
direct deposit came through, just $287,000.
Yeah, how much
is this
it in the,
week?
Is it in the millions? Is it,
I don't know how I'm going to do this week.
In the hundreds of thousands? Like, I want to know what that direct deposit looks like.
Well, I feel like, here. If,
just do the math for me real quick.
I'm going to do the math for you. Because he's got 2 years left, mm-hmm. right? With $59
million. That's so.
Let me just hold on. Let me just put that in there. 59 million
basketball. That's uh-huh. that is.
I'm going to divide that by 104 because there's 52 okay. weeks in a year, right?
Right.
But it's a 2 year thing.
You don't have
thing.
To explain it to
so
me.
So it's weekly by 104. That means his weekly check before taxes, is $567,000.
No, never
his
surrender.
His paycheck is $567,000. Three
every 2 weeks,
7.69 cents every week. No, that was every week.
Oh, okay.
I divided it by
every week.
Weekly.
So every 2 weeks, he's making
over a million.
$1 million.
But I mean, there's taxes. However, he plays for Houston for a reason because it's the Houston Rockets, and Texas doesn't have that ridiculous tax.
Wow.
So he's not paying taxes on that.
Oh,
I mean, he is to the federal government,
sure.
just not state.
Oof.
So like.
I'm moving to Texas. What are we doing here? They don't have a state tax there. Neither does Montana.
Really? No. I don't know. Yeah.
They don't have sales tax up
That's
there.
That's why, who was it? Somebody wanted to play there because they could, even if the contract was a little bit smaller, you don't pay, so it like offsets.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I kept thinking about that in my free agency for radio.
Can't even imagine.
Go up to, okay, moving on.
Just checking the ATM. just picture that. I'm going to go to the ATM and check my balance.
I got to start the story with nothing is official yet. But sources say that Daniel Craig is actually close to returning to James Bond.
I thought he was done.
Oh, dude, everybody said he was done. This
he
is
was
why
drunk?
It's like, drunk. I'm so speechless, I can't talk correctly. This is like the craziest change of heart ever because after the last one, he was like, I will never, ever,
wasn't he
ever,
on like Kimmel or Fallon?
Ever play James Bond
He
ever
said
again.
It's one of the hardest roles ever and he's just done with it.
He said he would rather slash his wrists than play James Bond again.
Wow.
He said that. Well, here's the deal, man. It's been about a year. Since he said that, he may have slightly exaggerated the situation. The Daily Mirror is reporting that Daniel Craig is now widely expected to sign on to his fifth Bond movie, which is kind of a bummer if you are a fan of the rumors that Idris Elba could be taking over the reins.
Is that ever really true, though? I think fans are just pulling for that.
Well, yeah.
I would love that.
I would absolutely love that. Now, Daniel Craig is a phenomenal Bond.
Heck yeah.
But, yeah. Here's the other thing. There's a possibility that he'll bring Adele along with him. They say Daniel Craig and Adele together are the winning team, the ultimate choice, the money spinners. It's taken time, but Daniel has come round, and the strong consensus in the Bond offices is that Mr. Craig is 007 once more. As for Adele, she's more of an unknown quantity, but loved being a part of Bond, so the signs are very positive. What could possibly be behind the sudden dramatic change of heart? I don't know. I don't know.
Wow.
I know. Maybe we should take him at his word. He said, I would do another James Bond movie after Spectre, only for the money.
Wow. At that point, why? I don't understand that. Yeah. Do they really have that many bills where it's like, I have to do this? Like, I really need $75 million. Well, because
to be fair, he had just wrapped, and dude, those movies are hard work. Hard work on the body.
I didn't really like the last one all that much.
You didn't like Spectre?
It wasn't my favorite. It was okay. It wasn't my favorite, though.
Yeah, when they asked him, he had just, you know, finished, and he said, now? Now? You're asking me now? I'd rather break this glass and slash my wrists. No, not at the moment. Not at all. That's fine. I'm over it at the moment. We're done. All I want to do is move on. But he kept saying at the moment. They gave him a year. This is why he just kind of like, hey, baby girl, I'm going to let you cool off.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you take a time out. I'm going to let you go. You be you. You do you. Figure some things out. Welcome back, James Bond.
Yeah. I would love to sit in while they're filming an action movie like a Bond or some Tom Cruise action flick just to see what it's like to film an action scene.
Yeah.
Like, I can't comprehend how, like, because just going and watching a TV series, I got to go on the set of Manhattan a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And it was just basic lines, but they did it over and over and over. And then they changed the camera angle and they did it over and over and over. And I can't imagine doing an action scene over and over again. Now, I can't imagine doing that. I know a lot of people have body doubles and they have stunt guys and stuff, but.
Unless you're awesome and doing your own.
Yeah.
Which is all fun and games until you break both of your arms.
Oh.
Were you already gone? Oh, yeah, because you left to go see Spider-Man. This happened on Friday and I was freaking out. You were nowhere to be found.
The Arrow guy?
Yeah, Jeremy Renner. The Arrow guy.
I don't know.
Also known as Hawkeye.
Hawkeye.
Broke both of his arms on the set of The Avengers.
What do you do when you break both of your arms? You're out, buddy. Sorry, got to cut you.
Well, I mean, he's Hawkeye. He was working on a stunt, broke his arms, the plural. He's currently cast in both. He said the worst part is not being able to tie his own shoes.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's been an update, though, since Friday when the news broke on it. Jeremy Renner, who'd been filming Avengers Infinity War, started shooting a new line comedy called Tag. He said Friday, he broke both of his arms during a stunt. He fractured his right elbow and his left wrist while filming. He said, part of the job, but yeah. Yep.
Mm.
Yeah.
Body double.
But here's the thing. Here's the update. The update is he didn't do it while filming Avengers.
Oh.
He did it while shooting this new comedy.
Oh, really? Oh, I bet you the people at Avengers are just sick.
Fractured his right elbow and his left wrist while filming Tag, this new comedy. He said that's how it goes as part of the job. He was speaking at a press conference on Friday, but he also discussed his role in Avengers Infinity War, therefore creating confusion that he had sustained the injuries during Infinity War because it broke on Friday and everybody was going crazy.
Yeah.
He actually did this on the set of a comedy, which is even more comical, if you will. Because he's an Avenger!
Did you say how it happened?
He just said the injury wouldn't affect his job. I'm sort of a problem solver, you know. There will be an effect to it. Won't stop me from doing the things that I need to be doing. I'll heal fast. I'm doing everything I can to heal faster. Dude, he's been in Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. He was in the Bourne film.
Yeah, he's great.
He is Hawkeye. But he broke his arms filming comedy.
Hmm.
He was nominated for Oscars for The Town and The Hurt Locker. That dude is a good actor.
Oh, yeah. He is good.
Did you ever see The Town? Ben Affleck? Jeremy Renner? Dude! If you have to think about it, you have not seen The Town.
Maybe I haven't. No. I don't think I have.
That was, That was when I realized that Ben Affleck could actually, act.
What? Really?
Yeah, dude, because he was in, Good Will Hunting, and he'd been in some really good movies, yeah. But it was all right. It was good.
Armageddon.
Okay.
Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, he was. Actually, Chasing Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Dogma. Okay.
Daredevil.
I take that all back. I've always loved Ben Affleck. even that one you just said, because he wasn't the worst. Yeah.
It was a bad script, guys.
Moving on. Anyways. So there you go. Daniel Craig may be James Bond again. Jeremy Renner may be able to play Hawkeye after his arms heal. Speaking of tragic accidents, this is crazy. On Friday night, Green Day performed at a music festival in Spain called the Mad Cool Festival. But just minutes before their set, a 42-year-old acrobat named Pedro fell to his death.
Oh my gosh.
At the festival, right where they were supposed to play.
Oh no.
He was suspended about 100 feet in the air in a transparent cage and was dancing to Prince's Purple Rain, but his harness snapped and he plunged to the ground. A lot of people in the crowd at the Green Day show saw it, and some even caught it on video.
Where's the video?
Here's the crazy thing. No. The festival paused for 30 minutes, and then Green Day excitedly took the stage and performed an entire set, never acknowledging the fact that the dude had just died right there in front of that same crowd.
Wow.
Well, here's why. Green Day had no idea what had happened. The band tweeted, "We just got off stage at Mad Cool Festival to disturbing news. A very brave artist named Pedro lost his life tonight in a tragic accident." Billy Joe, the frontman of Green Day, said that they didn't even know there were acrobats performing. All he knew was that 15 minutes before they were set to go on, they were told we'd have to wait an extra 15 because of a security issue.
Jeez.
They didn't inform the band what was happening. He also said, quote, "If we had known prior to our performance, you know, someone just died, we most likely wouldn't have played at all. We are not heartless people." The festival organizers also released a statement saying they decided to continue with the show and not tell Green Day for security reasons. That's their only quote. Whatever that means. The festival went on the next day too, although the next day they did pay tribute to the fallen acrobat.
Oh my gosh, I just saw the video. Oh my gosh. He's in this like glass box and he's hanging upside down.
Why?
And he just falls.
Are you watching that? Why am I watching this?
That is so sad.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So paramedics arrived. They tried to revive him. 100 feet, dude.
100 feet.
100 feet.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's too bad, man. I mean,
imagine being in that crowd. You just witnessed a dude lose his life.
Oof.
And then Green Day comes out and they're like, "All right, everybody."
I can't even imagine.
Right. They just did a full set and just had no idea that had literally just died right there in front.
But that's the thing. I would imagine that if you were watching that happen and you saw the acrobat fall, you probably wouldn't know that he was dead. I would imagine you would.
They tried for 30 minutes to revive him, and obviously they could not. So maybe it was a thing where they didn't know that he had lost his life.
I'm so surprised it doesn't happen more often with those acrobats.
That seriously doesn't make sense to me. Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
It's too bad.
Moving on. Do we have time for one more?
Is it short?
No.
Give me a short one, man.
Give you a short one. These are all great. How about I just tease what's coming up?
Just
I got a study
it.
Coming up.
All right.
That finds men who marry younger women live longer.
Really?
Yeah. And speaking of living longer, living long and prospering, that is, Star Trek. Unless, of course, your roommate happens to be a Star Wars fan and you're a Star Trek fan, it may cause loss of life.
You a Trekkie?
No. Oh.
What do you call Star Wars fans?
Star Wars fans.
Okay.
We don't have dumb names. No, I'm just kidding. I like them. I'm definitely way more of a Star Wars fan, but I'm not one of those that's like, obviously, because I like Star Trek. Star Trek's cool.
Yeah.
What else?
New movies are great.
Yeah. This is crazy.
All right. We'll share that when we come back. Also, Steve-O has a crazy camp story to share at 7:30.
Dude. Yeah.
I have my Spider-Man homecoming review sometime this morning. It's Monday, everybody. It's good to be with you. 585-LIVE if you'd like to text into the show. You can call us at 338-3700 or Facebook Live. If you're on there right now, hit that share button. We'll be right back. I am Spartacus.
No, you're not.
No, kind of. A little bit. The truth, it's Star 88.
Hello, everybody.
Steve-O.
Dex and Steve-O. It is the morning invasion. It is 7:13.
High today of 95 degrees.
That's it, huh? 95.
Traffic!
Accident reported I-25 north right at Montgomery Boulevard. That's exit 228. Again, I-25 northbound right at Montgomery Boulevard. Exit 228. Kind of slowing things up in that area. Taking a look at the rest of the roads. Things are looking pretty good on your Monday commute so far. Let's take a look at traffic.
Traffic!
Traffic brought to you by For the Good. Screen printing, live printing, graphic design. ForTheGood.com or 505-508-5658. That's 505-508-5658. Thanks again to For the Good for their support of Star 88 and our awesome backdrop.
Yeah, guys. Yeah.
They made our Morning Invasion t-shirts.
They sure did.
It's cool. I mean, it's cool.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, 585-LIVE if you want to text in at the show. It's our live line. It's 505-585-LIVE. We're on Facebook Live as well. Go like the page. All right, so what does it sound like when you decide it's a good idea to jump off of an 83-foot cliff, except you don't land feet first. You do a belly flop. What does that sound like? Okay, one more time. Wait, I need it one more time. It gets better over and over. If you just let it go over and over again.
Watching this over
83 feet. That is no
look
joke.
Look at that jump, dude.
This one. I'm trying to picture like what happened. Like she jumped like Superman off of an 83-foot cliff and belly flopped. And she survived.
Dude, I loved the Instagram that captured this. What not to do when cliff diving at 83 feet.
You guys have to watch this video. Like, if you think about it, that's a long time before she hit the water.
Yeah, I mean, dude. When that person starts screaming, it's when she jumps. And, man.
They went to like like the lady was like psyched that her friend just jumped, but then she saw it mid-flight.
Man.
Oh my gosh, she's going head first.
Okay.
I can't breathe.
Okay.
I can't breathe.
Dude.
Search woman's 83-foot belly flop goes wrong. Okay?
Just search that. Just search that.
It's so good, guys. It's so good.
It's not.
She's fine. All right. I mean, she did have to get airlifted to a hospital.
Matt says you got to get rid of that belly fat.
Is that how you do it?
Nicole says that's never a good idea. Because it's not. Dude, the video is painful. Do not watch it. She ended up, what, with a bloody nose?
Yeah, bloody nose, and they said, hey, she's going to make a full recovery, which is why I want to introduce to you a new weight loss program I have just created. It's called the Belly Flop. All you have to do is find an 83-foot cliff and jump. But when you jump, you have to make sure and use my method I call the Belly Flop. Here we go. It's so easy, guys. It's so easy. Just find a cliff. That's step one.
Oh.
Then you're going to jump head first like Superman, and hopefully you'll belly flop. It takes inches off your waistline. Inches. Look at me. Guys, look at me.
You're pretty thin, man.
Thanks, man.
You're still wearing the corn sticker from the VIP.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so embarrassed right now. I just realized this shirt has not been washed. Holy cow. I found it in the bottom of like the corner of my closet.
Like, I'll just wear this shirt today.
Yeah. This is fresh from the Korn concert. It was like 2 weeks ago.
That was longer than that.
Yeah, still got... Still, yep, smells like a mosh pit. Still got it on here, guys. I'm just going to leave it there.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I just noticed it. That is my favorite thing I've ever seen.
Oh, man.
You are still sporting that sticker.
Pretty embarrassed right now.
It was 2 weeks ago, man. Do some laundry.
I was wondering what happened to this shirt.
Oh, man.
I seriously couldn't find a shirt.
This is my new
this
weight loss program because I have abs of steel right now.
Oh, man.
Just listen to the Morning Invasion, guys.
Amazing.
No 83-foot belly flops. Just good old fun.
Yeah, please.
Good old fun.
I've never jumped off of an 83-foot cliff. And I never would. I never would. Because I've jumped off a 60-footer, and that, I thought, almost killed me.
83 feet.
83 feet
she belly said she
flop.
Panicked in mid-flight. She I mean, that's a well, long flight.
I don't know. Let's watch it one more time to see where the panic comes in.
Right there. You see her, like...
Is that her screaming?
She starts flailing.
Is
like,
that her
she
screaming?
Jumps, and it's normal... And then all of a sudden, she just starts, like, doggy paddling. Oh, gosh.
You don't have enough time to flip around or nothing. You just know you're toast. You're
Why
done.
Does it look... Oh, gosh. Okay. But how deep is that?
That's what I want to know.
Because it doesn't look
I don't think it actually matters.
Deep.
If you belly flop...
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
You probably don't go very far
if
into the water.
If she had gone in correctly... I don't know.
Well, it had to have been. People were jumping off of there, so it had to have been deep enough.
Gosh, that's crazy.
She didn't trip or anything. She was jumping off of this into the water. Oh. Okay, well. Yeah, let's not jump off any cliffs, guys, okay? It's not.
Dexter, the Korn concert was Sunday, June 18th, man.
Oh, this is really embarrassing.
I'm just looking it up because I was like, has it really only been a couple weeks? It feels like it's been a month.
It's been a month. That is so funny, guys. It's not been
maybe
washed.
Are you sure though?
No,
because this looks
I can tell
oh,
you know
okay
it definitely feels
but it's
like,
got like the I don't know it almost it's got a fold in the
I don't know
are you sure maybe you washed it with the sticker
maybe
don't take it off now
it's pretty stuck on there
so yeah maybe, it may be
you know
maybe
what?
In the dryer
oh my gosh it's stuck. The VIP backstage pass is like stuck on my shirt. It's not coming
I think
off.
You actually did
Maybe
wash
did.
It with the sticker.
You know what? Yeah, maybe it.
Because the adhesive probably.
I don't know if that's my armpit.
It probably heated up in the
I
in the dryer.
It's like
and
ironed
now
on. It's ironed on my shirt now.
It's cool, man. It's a cool accessory.
You guys go to Star 88 FM on Facebook. You can see what I'm talking about.
Oh, man.
Kind of glad, though, man. VIP backstage pass. What up? That's right. Yep. June 18th, right there, 2017.
Never forget. Yeah. Never
Christmas
forget.
Time, I'm going to have this on my shirt, and I'm going to be like, dude, remember Steve-O, June
18th? Yep. Oh, Jay Marie says my grandkids do this with their laundry. So,
yeah,
it's cool, man.
All right.
Like Jay Marie's grandkids.
That's cool, man.
Oh.
That's cool.
But at least you're not blaming your wife for not washing your clothes, somebody said. So.
Mm.
And then somebody else said, hey, just blame your wife for not washing your clothes.
Mm.
I get it, guys. That's why I wasn't wearing shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
If you couldn't tell whether it was dirty or clean by the smell, then you're good, another member of the Starman said.
Yeah,
that's clean
sure
enough.
Got washed.
Clean enough. Gosh, dude.
All right. When we come back, we have to. You have to share your story.
Oh, no, dude. Listen, if you haven't gone to summer camp, now is the time to check out. All right? If you're already back, feel free. Feel free to tune in. I have a epic summer camp story that will probably terrify you enough to never go camping again.
So you're telling all the parents that have their kids right now in camp probably to tune
maybe
out?
Maybe parents tune out if you want to not have to, like, be that crazy parent that drives up and pulls your kids from summer camp.
Great.
So, yep.
Can't wait. 585 Live, you want to text into the show? We'll be right back.
today. What's going on in the news today?
The first meeting between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Donald Jr. confirms he met with a Russian lawyer linked to the Kremlin last year after his father had secured enough delegates to win the Republican presidential nomination.
Paul Manafort, who was Trump's campaign chairman at the time, and the president's son-in-law Jared Kushner were also in attendance.
Mosul is liberated from Islamic State control.
The space agencies of Europe and Japan announced they will attempt to send a pair of satellites to Mercury in an effort to study that planet's geography and other conditions, including its infamous heat. The planet's relatively nearby position to the sun means these twin spacecraft will be enduring heat of nearly 450 degrees.
In Northern California, the Wall Fire has burned 2,000 acres and is threatening at least 60 homes east of Oroville.
Spider-Man Homecoming, with an estimated $117 million its opening weekend, making it one of the summer's biggest debuts.
Welcome, everyone. 7:30.
High today of 95 degrees.
Traffic.
Well, there was that accident, I-25 North at Montgomery. That's exit 228, reported not too long ago, about 20 minutes ago. So be careful in that area, I-25 North at Montgomery. Also, there's road construction happening on the on and off ramps. That's happening all the way through October, by the way.
Beautiful.
From 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., I-25 at Paseo del Norte. The interchange is going to have various shoulder closures, lane restrictions for landscape maintenance. No joke. Another accident reported at Unser Boulevard at Ladera. That's Unser at Ladera. Man, too many accidents already. It's Monday, guys. Come on, get with it. Just look at traffic.
Attention, summer campers. Today's lunch menu is Sloppy Joe's.
Mm.
Or the vegetarian choice, carrots. Your choice, tree huggers.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, camp. Who didn't love camp?
I love camp. I love the sounds of camp. You get that crisp feeling in the morning where it's like cold.
Little, oh, yes.
Oh, but you're like ready to face the day. Who's... Somebody hear that?
Whoa.
Oh, I'm so excited. Maybe you're a camp staffer at a Christian summer camp in Colorado.
So beautiful up there, guys.
Yeah, just, you know, the joy of the Lord is your strength, and you're just camping and singing camp songs with all of your little people.
Sounds so great.
You're stoked, bruh. You're
so
spending
excited.
A summer at this Christian camp in Colorado, because that's what you do, man, in service to the King. Now imagine you're sleeping as this Christian summer camp staffer. And
right?
You're dreaming. It's night. But you awaken to the sounds of crunching.
Crunching?
Crunching.
Like someone's eating?
Like a crunching
like someone,
sound.
Someone's making like s'mores?
Like a scrape. Like a crunching sound. And next thing you know, you are in immense pain.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, 19-year-old said that he thought he was dreaming and he heard this crunching sound and woke up in immense pain and realized it was a black bear's teeth scraping against his skull.
No way.
Scraping against his skull.
What?
Yeah. Camp staffer at a Christian summer camp in Colorado had to receive medical care after he was made awake early Sunday by a bear chewing on his head.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not being funny.
Just chewing on his head?
19 years old, said he thought he was dreaming. He heard a crunching sound, only to wake up in immense pain as a black bear attempted to drag him away from Glacier View Ranch.
Oh, my goodness.
The campsite. This is according to Colorado Parks and Wildlife spokesperson Jennifer Churchill. Look at, I got a, there you go, nice little teeth marks in the...
That doesn't look too bad.
In the brain. The victim, who teaches wilderness survival at the camp, told CNN affiliate KMGH about what happened. The crunching noise, I guess, was the teeth scraping against the skull as it dug into my head.
Oh, now you poked the bear!
No, dude, that's his quote.
Wow.
That's his calm quote. The crunching noise, I guess, was the teeth scraping against the skull as it dug in.
Now, if I hadn't seen the picture yet, and then I read the story, I would have thought,
oh, dead.
It would have been awful.
Well, I'm
but
pretty
the picture
sure
doesn't look too bad.
No, dude, those are like teeth puncture wounds. Like, sure, the scrapes don't look bad, but they punctured all the way to his skull.
Wow.
Yeah. It grabbed me and pulled me, then it bit the back of my head and dragged me. The animal managed to drag the teenager 10 to 12 feet before it was scared away by other staff members. Quote, when it was dragging me, that was the slowest part. It felt like it went forever. Yeah. Woo! Church camp! The attack happened about 4 a.m. Sunday when the animal wandered into a part of the camp where several staff members were sleeping. Man. The time of the attack was the camp was catering to preteens. Dude, unprovoked, the bear proceeded to attack a staff member. That's crazy.
Bear was hungry.
No campers were involved or in any danger. The wounded staffer was transported to Boulder for medical treatment. Has since been released. Even though the unprovoked attack is not common black bear behavior, the animal actually will be removed, according to the spokesperson for... Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, obviously, it's a dangerous bear, so yeah, they can't tolerate animals like that, so they're going to relocate it.
Relocate it?
If you know what I mean.
I put the bear down.
Text.
Oh, you just... Okay.
Relocate it.
Thank you.
Facebook Live. Come on.
All right, my bad. My bad.
They saw.
I can't imagine just going to bed... Next thing you know, you feel some pressure, and it's a bear chomping down
eating,
on your
eating
skull.
Eating your head.
Eating your head.
Gnawing on your noggin.
Man.
Noggin gnawing? I don't even know. Yeah, the staff is obviously cooperating with Colorado Department of Parks and Wildlife to track and remove the bear from the area. The summer program actually at that camp will continue from July 9th, yesterday. To July 16th, my birthday. Guys, my birthday, July 16th. It's my birthday this coming Sunday. My birthday.
Nobody really cares.
Everybody cares. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, if you'd like to send
you've,
gifts.
You've already had too many gifts. I haven't had any gifts.
Wow.
It's cool, man.
His birthday is the 21st. Blah, 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 blah.
You know, my kids are actually out of town.
Yeah. Right now?
Yeah. Sent them to camp.
Really?
Have you ever heard about this camp before?
Which camp?
It's called iCamp.
Do your kids like to play with your iPhone?
I'm playing!
Of course they do. Why not let them make you an iPhone? They need a summer camp. You need an iPhone. Send your kids to iCamp! iPhones don't grow on trees.
That's true.
You know who makes them? Kids. Kids with tiny little fingers.
Oh.
Kids just like yours. And now your son,
hi,
or to a lesser extent your daughter,
hi,
can help make Steve Jobs' vision an affordable reality.
When's lunch?
Shut up! Oh. iCamp is just like regular camp, but without all the pesky nature and basket weaving and food. At iCamp, they'll learn about nanotech from the best instructors,
beautiful,
the Chinese.
Oh.
And at the end, you get an iPhone. Your kid will have plenty of time to go see a squirrel someday. Enroll your child in iCamp. Just hit the iCamp app, and seconds later, they'll be picked up, packed up, and sent over to China. The iCampground. So don't be an iCant. Enroll in iCamp.
My kids are in China right now? Are you kidding me? It didn't say that on the brochure. China? I thought, great, man. My kids will learn tech. They're building iPhones in China.
Oh, man.
Guys, as funny as that was, it's really not that funny. Because, honestly, that little iPhone that you have in your hands,
yeah,
they're actually made by children.
Oh, I know.
In China.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, I got to change my crazy bear story to, like, an internment camp in China where children are making your phone.
Can you? Were we talking about
last year? We're talking
about
a bear.
Was
eating
it,
somebody.
Was it us last year that were talking about, like, there was a sad story that came out about this, maybe it was a documentary that they were doing, but they interviewed this young man who was enrolled in college in China, and they actually, a bus pulls up, and they tell everybody to leave class and load up on the bus, and they ship them to these factories to build the iPhones. And there's nothing you can do about it. Like, if the bus pulls up, you get your butt on. No matter what you're doing, you get on the bus and you go to these camps.
What?
Yeah. This is true. This is real life over in China.
I literally just told a bear attack story, and yours is worse.
I know. I would rather...
No, iPhone.
Get eaten. Oh, iPhone.
Gotcha. You'd rather get eaten by a bear than send your kids to China? Yes. Is that what you were going to say?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. It is beautiful over there.
I'm never going to camp again, guys. None of them.
None of those camps sound very good.
Gosh.
Just saying.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Got a text from...
Where did you get a text from? Who's that from?
From my dear friend Thigpen, who happens to work for Apple.
Yay! What do you think about that, Thigpen?
They're not really made in China.
Okay. Don't you even, Thigpen. Okay?
No, I said that.
Really? Yeah, you're going to really say that?
I used to work there. I know.
They're not made in China?
No.
Retract that statement right now.
Why would I do that? I haven't seen the Netflix documentary you watched.
Wow. Just live in your little bubble.
All your source information comes from documentaries.
Live in your little bubble. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are really not making your iPhones. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just want to be able to sleep at night. That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
I can. I sleep really well.
Guys, I got to figure out how
because
to get my
of
kids
this great
back.
App that I have on my phone. I'm just kidding. Okay. Gosh, dude. Jay Marie says, I went to Girl Scout camp. We were on the bus happily going on our way. Scout leader talked about us going to Cuba. I had no idea there was a Cuba in New Mexico and began to fill with panic.
Oh, my gosh.
Because we were going to Cuba.
Oh, my gosh.
They're sending us to Cuba. Still remember that moment. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Share your camp. Horror stories, I guess.
Yeah, great. Our girl April just chimed in. She's literally driving her kids to Gloria as we speak.
Just turn around.
Listen. Listen.
Don't do it, April.
No, dude. Bear mace. That's all they need. That's all they need. Some good bear mace. No. Here's the thing. This camp at Glacier View Ranch knows that they're going to have to deal with this because it's literally moments away from the Rocky Mountain National Park. Like, yeah. Within miles of the Rocky Mountain National Park, where there are meese, plural for moose, obviously, wild cats, bears. So, yeah.
I would feel like if you ran a camp out in the wilderness,
yeah,
I would feel like you should hire people to take the night shift.
Yeah, dude.
To guard.
Because they were sleeping.
Your
like,
people.
He's on the ground in a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he was in a... At the camp, it's not like he was in a cabin and the bear broke in right. And was eating him in his bed.
No, he was out.
He was out and
under
about.
The stars.
Yes.
See, that's the difference right there.
Huge difference. Guys, we're at a camp where there are moose and bear and wild cats. So I'm just going to, I'll sleep out here.
Yeah. Yeah. Nope. Here's this wild bear that sees,
nope.
He thinks probably a dead animal and he's hungry. And I'm going to chow down on this, this beautiful, whatever he thinks it is.
Yeah.
That's terrible, man. Share your camp stories. 585 Live if you want to text in. We're also on Facebook Live at Star 88. You can go and like the page.
Dude.
Share it there.
Shout out to Calibers because they're doing a kids camp, sort of.
See, that's where you want to go.
My kids are actually doing that. Yeah.
You're going to that camp?
No. Jack and Luke are because it's important. And yes, I'm being serious.
Gun safety.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good
shout out
you,
to
man.
Christian, who was like, yeah, because Noah's going this week.
Good.
Along with Jack and Luke, who will be learning gun
that
safety.
That would be a really cool
I'm being
camp.
Serious, man. That's important. I'm not even kidding. I think it's very important because too often we hear these crazy stories and it's like, nah, man. Not that they need, you know, hey, kids, I need you to learn how to clean my gun.
Yeah.
No, it's not for that purpose. But... You hear these stories, obviously. We had Double J on. Horrible stories. And yeah, I think it's important.
Yeah. I'm thinking about radio camp.
Okay. Radio camp?
Follow me.
Okay. Wait, like literally follow you?
Or it's you a week-long camp here at Star 88.
Okay.
The kids come in.
Mm-hmm.
We leave. We come back in 1 week. They learn all about radio.
No, dude.
Got to throw them in the deep end, you know?
No! Actually, that's how
here's
I learned.
Here's your on switch. Yeah, okay?
That's how I learned.
Here's how you turn the
totally
mics on, guys.
Thrown
all
into
right.
The deep end
we'll
when I
first
started here.
We'll see you in a week.
Yep.
And we bolt.
My very first radio break I ever did, guys. That's exactly how it happened. My boss was in the next room. She walked in here. She showed me how to turn things on, how to turn things off. Boom, boom, boom. Here's what you do. And then she walked out, and I was in the studio by myself.
Oh, my gosh.
First live break ever, all time. So I popped the mic on. I get on the air, and I'm like, happy Sunday. Welcome. I had like a script. I told the script editor. I've never scripted anything. Like, I scripted it out, and it's like, welcome to, it was called Worship in the World. It was like worship music from around the globe.
I wish we
welcome
had
to
this.
Worship in the World. Your host, Steve-O, taking you through the next hour of blah, 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 blah. Right now, coming from Belize. Here's some blah, 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 blah. Woo! Back then. M88. Okay. Woo! Got done. And I was like, yeah!
Nailed it!
Walked out, I opened the door, and I'm like, Jenna, I nailed it! I'm like talking to her, I'm super loud, and she's excited, and it's great, and I'm like high-fiving her, and then she goes, oh, and look, and points, and the on-air light is still on. Because I left my mic on, and all of that went over the radio.
Amazing.
I wish I still had that audio. My very first radio break.
That is so great.
I was so stoked, and I totally blew it.
Yeah. You probably sounded like you were 13 years old, too.
Oh, totally. My first interview ever.
We all did.
Oh gosh, it was terrible. Because that's one thing I like pride myself on these days: are interview skills.
Yeah,
I had to work really hard to get there.
Right.
My very first interview was tragically bad. So, how are you?
So what do you want to talk about? It's funny. It takes years to get radio pipes like this, guys.
Okay.
I mean. You don't just jump on the mic and sound like that.
I used to do that, seriously, if I had no idea. Like, before the interview, I'd off air, you know, I'd be like, so, is there anything in particular you'd like to talk about or, like, push? Like, you got a new record or anything coming out? I wouldn't do any research whatsoever. Yeah. Just like...
Oh, the internet wasn't
really
around back
lazy.
Then.
I know, right?
I mean, how could you do research? The only research you got was...
The internet was around?
Was the CD that you got in the mail.
That's so true.
That so, all the information is on that thing.
On your thank yous, you mention a Marshall. who's that? Gosh.
Oh, man. I'm trying to think, man, because, yeah, the internet was... I mean, it was around when I first started in radio, but it had just launched, and it was like... There really wasn't any
websites. You had to go to 140 websites every day just to like, oh, this guy's got a new single. Or, oh, they announced a tour. Like, you actually had to go check each band if you cared enough. Man. Anyways.
That's funny.
So many people chiming in on the camp stories because, yes.
You want to hear them.
Yes. Marshall just chimed in, by the way. Yes, I met you, Marshall. Thanking you on the album. Good job. Somebody said, this is why you don't use fruity smelling hairspray or shampoo when you go camping. The bears think you smell good and they will eat you.
Yeah.
Hear that, kids? No fruity stuff. If your parents gave you that Garnier fruit teas, boom, get out of there. You're going hippie status for a week.
Oh,
no using that.
When you get to camp, kids, just roll around in the dirt.
See, the guy was rolled up in his sleeping bag on the floor. Bear walks up and it's like, dude.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he was from New Mexico. It was a New Mexico brown bear. And he was like, burrito.
Okay. Now, this is actually...
That's from a member of the story, by the way.
Good job. This is an actual fact. Now, listen to me. This works. If you're on your way to camp, you find a dead carcass of something.
Okay.
You take the blood and you just wash yourself with the blood, okay? Wash yourself with the blood! When the bears or whatever wild animal comes near you, they will totally just leave you alone.
No, they won't.
They're a lot like walkers. They're a lot like walkers, if you watch The Walking Dead.
It's literally the opposite of what you should do.
No, dude. Especially if you can find a bear carcass, that's the best, because no bear is going to want to touch you if you have bear blood on you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Google it.
Google it.
So stupid. Member of the Star Army said, I'm taking 26 junior high and high schoolers to Glorieta for camp Sunday.
Yay! Not anymore.
They have a camp horror story. I'm taking 26 junior high and high schoolers to camp. That is pretty horrific.
Yeah.
Horrific.
Yeah.
Somebody else said, sharks and bears just want hugs. See? Just, come on. Just, yeah?
Okay. Yeah, they want to play.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Is that a
Boy, that's a long one. I don't know. I don't know if it's, yeah, I don't know. I'll read it. I'll read it later. Somebody else said my birthday was yesterday. I didn't get a happy birthday from Dexter Steve-O.
Well, it was Sunday.
My birthday's on a Sunday this year, and I'm really bummed.
Oh, really? Mine's on a Friday.
Oh, well, that's cool. Mine's this Sunday, though, the 16th, in case you guys have already forgotten. It's July 16th.
Wow.
I'm going to be 29, man. No. It's pretty cool.
You're not.
Pretty cool. Really stoked on that one. So, all right, moving on. Went to a summer camp when I was younger. It was definitely one of the better life experiences. No bear, but there was this one camp counselor who went on about how Magneto was really a good guy with a bad rap and how he was on a mission to go dude fishing.
Wow. He went to a camp and there was no beer there? That's crazy.
No bear.
Oh.
I said no bear.
Oh.
Did you read that wrong?
No.
Because they spelled it correctly.
I thought you said beer.
Did I?
Oh, man. My bad. Sorry, guys. That was a joke.
It's a Christian summer camp, man. The only high life they had was the Holy Spirit. Am I right?
Washing the blood.
Somebody said, could you describe the bear? Did you get a plate number? It looked like a bear.
What kind of bear, sir?
It was black. Maybe it was brown. I don't know.
What color eyes?
Big
eyes.
Had teeth and a face.
Wow.
It was like rawr.
Like you just described had every bear.
Had like bear ears.
Yep.
The only way to differentiate bears is like, he had a bib on. It was orange. I think it said Village Inn on it. Pretty sure his name's Bucky. He was yellow. He was wearing a red shirt.
Yeah, he was yellow.
He smelled like poo.
Okay.
What other bears are there? The Shoney's bear.
The Shoney's bear.
He was sporting pants, white and red striped. How do you differentiate bears?
Have you ever watched that it's the toilet paper commercial? Is it the Charmin bear? You know, the one that like is floating on all the toilet paper? It's like it looked just like that bear.
Oh man.
We were probably the only ones that think we're funny.
So true. Somebody said, I challenged my kids to a planking competition one year. Within 5 minutes of getting off the bus, one of my girls went into the bathrooms and planked across the urinal partitions. She slipped a disc in her neck, and I had to take her to the hospital 2 days later.
Day one?
Gosh! Summer camp, guys. Summer camp! 26 junior high kids camping in Glorieta. Hopefully she comes back with at least 20.
Yeah, you're doing good, man.
I love Glorieta, man. I've had some pretty rad experience. Did you ever camp up there? Did you ever rock
no.
there? Like, you know, I was a grown up by then, so it was usually like the men's retreat. It was like, all right, guys, it's getting real and rugged. No cell phone service for 3 days.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know how to live. I'm in this really nice cabin with bathroom, running water and everything, but no phone. I hate camping.
I love camping. One thing I wanted to do, I think I even mentioned this to you, or maybe I didn't. This was before summer. I wanted to do like a Toth Jeter camping trip.
Oh.
Because the stories we could have.
That is truer words never spoken.
Right?
We should have like a... Oh, man.
We should.
We really need to. I was just about to say, we could Facebook Live. Wait, no, we couldn't do that.
No, I mean, we could if we were like right there.
Nah, it's not real camping, though. When you camp, if you're at a place where you still have cell phone service, right. That's not camping.
Yeah.
Last time we went camping, actually, we were doing that. We were like driving up to the Hamas, and it's like, nope, still have service. Keep going. Nope.
Right.
We're going until we have nothing.
The only reason you should have a phone is for video and photos. That's it.
Yeah, there you go.
We need to do that. Maybe we'll do like an end of summer camping trip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have camping equipment and stuff?
Oh, tons.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm not being funny. I love camping. But not like fake camping. I like camping.
Rugged camping?
Yes.
Me too.
Chrissy's parents have like
RV.
A stupid... Yes. They've got like a cabin on wheels.
That's
and so,
not camping.
Last time we all went camping together, I'm not even being funny. Last time we went camping all together, they had their giant house on wheels. And I'm like, no. and I took all of our, like, my tent and everything, and I'm like, we are not camping near them, and, like, made us go hike it up there a ways, and no. Like, if you want to use a bathroom, you're peeing on this tree.
Yeah.
You're not going to, you're not taking a shower here. Okay? We're camping.
Yeah. You haven't camped until you feel like in the middle of the night, you're going to die because either the wind or the rain picks up and you feel like your tent is going to get carried away.
So, because we would go and then Chrissy's family was there and then her sister and they all, they don't camp because like I'm setting up the tent. I'm like, Jack, help me. We're like, trying to set up our tent, and they're over there like, wee! I'm like, what are you doing?
Blowing up the
Electronic air mattresses. We got air mattresses in our tent.
But air mattress is okay, right? I mean, that's...
You're camping! Okay. Just stay home! What do you want? Open your windows at home. You'll get just as many mosquitoes. Ugh.
Really? I can't bring the...
No, dude!
Air mattress?
No!
Okay.
It's not camping until it's like day three, and you're like, oh, no!
Right?
Yeah. Oh, I don't even need a dead carcass. I am ripe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love that kind of camping.
Just waking up, you can smell just the bacon and eggs cooking on the fire pit.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man.
Yeah. See, that's cool. Yeah. No, Chrissy's on the flip side, I will say this. The happy side of my family loving camping, but not really roughing any of it,
right,
is I get all the hand-me-downs. So in my garage, I'm not kidding. I have like 5 air mattresses randomly, so it's great when bands come through town.
Yeah.
And I have like an actual propane griddle that they gave me because they got a newer, nicer kitchen in their wheel cabin.
You guys are set. Let's do this.
We really could. I'm not kidding. I got lanterns galore. I've got a lot of camping gear.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right.
I got the shovel for when you got to go to the bathroom. Dig a hole, man.
Dig a hole.
We are not using grandma's shower.
Man. I love it.
That's the way I roll, dog.
585 Live, you want to text into the show.
It's also why Chrissy and I have not gone camping since like 2005. She hates camping with me.
All right, then you know what? The boys. We'll take the boys out. We'll just camp it out, man.
Yeah.
2 weeks in the wilderness.
2 weeks?
Can you imagine 2 weeks in the wilderness?
2 weeks. I just want to last 2 days with you, man.
What? I'm the easiest person to hang with on any trip. What are you talking about, man?
I'm trying to think if that's real. Yeah, you're pretty chill.
I'm laid back.
You are laid back.
I go with the flow.
Somebody said that's not camping. It's called glamping.
Glamping. There it is.
I like that. I like that.
There it is.
Oh, man.
I think it'd just be funny to see how the kids did, you know?
Yeah.
Because with technology now, they rarely go outside.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. Jack, he's like the Green Arrow.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, did you see my videos yesterday? That was out of nowhere. All of a sudden, he goes, hey, Archer's kicking back in. Do you mind if I go outside and practice? I'm like, in our residential neighborhood?
Yeah. Arrow shoots over the backyard.
Thankfully, it's like, well, this kid's pretty good. You know, it took second in state and all that. I'm just saying. So thankfully we have targets, but not like just a target. We have those like bales of hay with, So it's like, yeah, sure.
It was pretty funny to see Rocket in the backyard. Like your son shooting arrows towards Rocket as he sticks his nose through the gate. Your son must be really good.
He's really good. Did you see him in the little folding chair?
Yep.
Oh,
he's.
I'm like,
really
okay.
Is,
well,
guys,
let's make sure that we're still safe about all this. Yeah, we'll take Jack and his compound bow, and we'll go camping.
That's good,
dude. Everybody's like, let's go camping.
Let's do it.
We should seriously do a Starmie camping trip.
Yeah, I don't know.
Somebody said Man Bun Steve-O can camp. I have to see it to believe it. Oh, dude.
He's got no man bun, yo.
I got no man bun, and I'm going to rock your world. I love camping.
Me too.
Take no food. Live off the land. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's
there we
do
go.
It.
We have to hunt for our food.
Oh, we got to. That's easy. You just fish.
I just feel like I feel like if we could not catch anything or kill anything the first day, we'd pack everything up and leave.
Guys,
I'm so hungry.
We got to catch our dinner.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Marshall, where you go? Star 88.
I go to raves, bro.
No, you don't.
Glow sticks and the raves and the... No, I don't.
No, it's
not even a little bit.
Welcome, everybody. 8:07.
High today of 96 degrees. Traffic. Well, I tell you guys to be cool, stay in school, not get into accidents on the road. And what do you do, Albuquerque?
Cool.
I-40 East at Rio Grande. That's exit 157. There's an accident reported there. Jamming everything up. Also, a disabled vehicle at I-25 South, right at MLK Jr. That's exit 224. Again, I-25 South at Martin Luther King Jr. Exit 224, so caution in that area as well. Thankfully, currently, those are the only two accidents to report. Come on, man!
Yeah, man!
Get it together, guys. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101.
You ready?
That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Here we go. Ready? Oh man, star88.fm is our website. You can go there, you can click watch the show now. You can watch us on our Facebook page, star88. Listen to the show right there. Hit that share button when you get a chance. Let me ask you a question, Steve-O. How's your kid's online reputation?
Well, they don't have one because
you don't allow them online.
No, what do you mean online reputation?
I see them with those iPads when I'm over at the Jeter household. How's their online reputation?
I mean,
how is Brody's Facebook page? Are you monitoring Brody's Twitter feed? His Instagram page?
I don't have to. He's got more followers than I do.
His YouTube.
People just love that kid so much.
All right. I know Jack and Luke aren't allowed, but Brody, this is your four-year-old son, Brody. Yeah. I know he has all of the socials.
My kids don't have an online reputation because they don't go online. They play video games.
Well.
They're little friends.
Okay. All right.
Little friends. All right.
Parents, listen up. I'm throwing the question out to you parents out there. How's your kid's online reputation? Some of you are probably going, it's great, man. Yeah, my kid. Of course. It's great. He's not looking up anything or posting things that aren't bad. Pfft, whatever. This is fact. This is very interesting. I can't believe this. Actually, I kind of can now. But Harvard University recently rescinded offers for 10 students it had previously accepted based on their social media content.
Wow.
So 10 people that made it into Harvard, which is almost impossible to do. I mean, it's so hard to get into Harvard.
Yeah. Only like 12 people get in every
year. Only 12. 10 people, they got kicked out because
crazy.
Of what they posted online, on their Facebook page, on their Instagram, on their Twitter feed. Can you imagine that? You, as a parent, you are so proud of your child making it into Harvard, and then you find out, oh my gosh, it's because they posted that?
See, kids, this is why mine don't have any kind of social media.
Seriously, Steve-O, keep it that way.
I'm going to.
Keep it that way until they're 30.
I love, like, because from time to time I have parents who will give me a hard time. Bro, come on, dude.
Why wouldn't you?
Bro, kids got to have a phone. Kids got, it's cool, just Facebook and blah, and all these things. And I'm like, okay, but why? Like, that's always the response. Like, for what purpose?
Yeah.
Why?
The only thing that I don't agree with you and your, you know, kids is I know Jack wants a phone.
Mm-hmm.
Get him a flip phone, man.
No.
Why?
Who's he going to call?
His girlfriend.
Okay. I'm going to punch you.
No.
So hard
Safe
right
word.
Now.
Safe word.
One, he doesn't have one because he's going to be in eighth grade. And that's stupid. Welcome to being a child still.
He doesn't want to call his buds?
No. Like yesterday, Luke, 11 years old. He wanted to kick it with his friend Nikki. So I was like, cool. hey, Nikki, what do you guys do? Oh, you going to the water park? Yeah, he can go with you. Right on. Click. Okay, cool. Kid, looks like you're going to, they're going to pick you up in 30 minutes. Have fun.
Wow.
Enjoy the water park. Enjoy being a child.
See, I thought it was so weird because it's so different now. Like my 11-year-old son, Landon, he wanted to have a sleepover. So I'm like, hey, call your buddy. Well, can you call their parent? Wait, what? No, you call your friend. But
what?
I want you to call the parents.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but no.
Welcome to being a parent.
I want you to call your friend.
No!
Because that's what I did. I used to call my friends all the time. We'd have conversations on the phone. So I made Landon do it, and it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my life. I wish I would have videoed it because he calls his friend, and of course, Cohen, his best friend, didn't pick up, and he's like, hi, I'm like, ask if Cohen's there. Is Cohen there? Okay. And he's sitting there waiting and waiting, and then he hangs up the phone. Because he had anxiety. What? Call it back right now.
Wow.
So he calls back, and then the dad answers the phone, and he's like, hi, this is Landon. I want to talk to Cohen. What? I want to talk to Cohen? What? He didn't know how to talk on the phone. He's 11 years old.
Good.
No.
Cool.
Talk on the phone. It's completely different than the internet,
no.
Man.
No. Go outside. Figure it out.
So colleges and employers are looking at the social media pages of potential students and employees. They're looking for stuff like discriminatory or provocative comments, anything that highlights drug use or intoxication,
weird,
bullying or an aggressive attitude towards people, and bad mouthing.
Which that's one thing I just don't understand on social media. I don't care how old or young you are. Bragging about your stupid exploits over the weekend, it's like, one, nobody cares. Two, it's just going to backfire.
Yeah.
Like, why even bring it up? It always kills me when we get these stories across the wire and it's like, please track down a drug dealer because he was like flashing his cash and his bags of weed on Facebook. You know, it's like, dude, you are an idiot.
Right.
You should thank you, police force, for catching this guy.
Right.
Because he shouldn't be on the streets because he's a dumb.
Yep.
I don't understand.
If you're just tuning in, Harvard University recently rescinded offers for 10 students it had previously accepted based on their social media content. So you got colleges and employers. Before you get hired or before you go to college, they're checking out your Facebook page, your Instagram, your Twitter, your Snapchat, and they're seeing if you're bullying people, you're bad-mouthing other people, or maybe the last company that you were at. They're looking at your aggressive attitude. Maybe you do drugs. Maybe you drink a lot and you go out and party.
Gosh.
Like, this could actually stop you from getting hired on or getting into a good college.
Yeah, somebody said, I'm not really surprised. Employers are doing the same thing before and during employment at this point. Somebody said, I agree 100% with Steve-O. Kids don't think far enough ahead, and their behavior and actions are forever a part of the internet now.
Yeah.
Somebody else said, yeah, too dumb to navigate the smartphone until they're like 28. And even then, and somebody's like, wait, so you share something about the president, like President Trump and Harvard won't accept you? Could be. Honestly.
Yeah.
It very well could be. I'm not one for political posts in any way, shape, or form. But man, yeah, that's why you got to be wise.
Yeah.
All you're going to do is get into a Facebook fight anyways.
Right.
With your, oh man. Yeah. Somebody said on Facebook Live, my son is 15, doesn't have a phone. Way to go, Steve-O. Kids really don't realize that they can ruin their lives all based on social media.
Right.
Which is really sad that that's the culture where, but I mean, but it is the truth. Yes, absolutely you can. I am so thankful social media wasn't a thing when I was in middle school and high school because I'd probably be in jail.
Oh, yeah. You would have been robbing banks. You would have been hacking into who knows what.
Yeah. For such a time as this.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's a solution. Now, this is the solution they're calling. Not that you should just take away their social media privileges or never allow them to get on in the first place. But here's the solution. There's an online software called Brand Yourself. For $100 a year, you get the software that tells you what your online reputation currently is and how to improve it. It will actually flag posts that are harming your reputation. If you're a parent, it might be worth it to protect your kid's future. Is your kid's online reputation good or bad? Have you looked lately? Those are questions you got to ask yourself.
Gosh, that's so subjective, though.
Right.
Right? Because think about this. Even as somebody just pointed out, what if you're posting political things? That's not necessarily bad, but even as a Christian, you're posting scripture, you're posting whatever, and it's to be encouraging, it's to be whatever, and then the employer happens to disagree with what you believe, and it's, quote, bad. So, man.
Yeah.
I enjoy navigating those waters.
Right. But here's the thing. I get the software, and okay, maybe it's a good thing.
Maybe.
But as a parent, can't you, if you're going to allow your kids to be on Instagram or Facebook.
You better monitor yourself.
You better be on there checking out. Just the other day, I saw one of my kids post something on Instagram, and I thought it was going to be the last time they would ever post anything.
I seriously thought as well.
But, I mean, you know, when you talk to the other half and you're like, okay, well, all right, so basically we gave her one. She got a second chance.
Okay.
You know, that's which I didn't agree with, but whatever. And if she does,
totally
if she posts
something.
I know. Oh, seriously, got bombed. If she does it again, then Instagram is completely taken away. She loses her privilege. And I remember having the conversation with my kid about it. Because I couldn't believe what she had posted. My sweet little princess. You know,
Patrice said the school did it on posts that were actually against the school's moral code of conduct. David said he just read where Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavericks, had his number one draft pick scrub his social media.
Wow. Well, you do it.
Welcome to 2017.
338-3700 if you'd like to call in. Good morning.
What's up, guys? What's up,
Ben? Hey, Ben. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Fantastic.
Okay, so my whole problem with Facebook, man. So, a few years ago, I'm sure you guys know, but I wasn't doing so well. And I was posting all these photos on there, man. And every time I go on there and it has, like, that little memory for the day or whatever.
Yep, love that.
I look at those little memories of the day, and sometimes they're from, like, a few years ago. And these photos that I posted back then were just, like, horrible, you know? Just maybe I didn't look very well or different things I had to posting and trying to sell stuff on Facebook, and this is horrible, man. The problem I don't like is I keep on being reminded of all these things.
Oh, yeah. See, that would be tough. If you're in that situation where you did bad things, you posted things that weren't appropriate, then you have this total life change, and then you get reminded every day of the person you were.
But here's the thing, Sean. Here's what I would say, like, on the flip side of that, because I agree with you. I hate those memory things, especially when it's a bad memory. But on the flip side, change the perspective, dude, because you have come so far, in your life, in your faith, in past addictions, in everything that you've come through. And so I would look at it as, dude, that is where I was 4 or 5 years ago, but look at where God has put me today. Yeah. Like, look at where I am today and the fact that I'm not that. Because unfortunately, there's some where they've got those like 5 years ago memories and they're still in the same place they were five years ago because they haven't changed, because they're not doing anything differently, because they don't want to, you know, matter of factly. And that's just a memory to them. But for you, like, I understand the negative connotation because it's never fun being reminded of your past. But on the flip side, if you can take a look at where you are today and what God has brought you through, I think it can be an amazing reminder and testimony of, like, how faithful God is.
You know what
I mean? Because in that moment 5 years ago, it's like, dang, dude, yeah, I was all up in that. But looking at it now, you probably never thought you'd be where you are today. And so it could be a really cool reminder.
So true. So true. Like, I look back and I'm like, man, that's where I was. But now, like, my life is completely different. I just hang out with my family, very little friends. And this is where I am, you know?
I love that.
Just praise the Lord every moment for it.
Man, remember the conversations we used to have, Sean, years ago? And I'd get so frustrated with you because you would call and you would just be a mess. And I'd get so frustrated because from the outside, somebody that wasn't in the addiction, wasn't caught up in what you were going through, it's so easy to sit there and be like, this is what you got to do. But it's not that simple when you're in it, you know?
Right.
It's not.
Yeah,
exactly. You need to be so proud of yourself, man, for what you've overcome, because I see the things you post on Facebook now and I'm just proud of you. I really am. I can see what God has done and it blows me away.
Totally appreciate it, man. Very much.
Keep it up, dude.
Thank you, guys.
Enjoy, man.
Enjoy that mountain lion, bro. Keep it away from us.
Okay.
Farewell, bro.
All right.
There you go.
Later. Right.
I love that dude.
He's a great guy, man.
Brandy chimed in. She's like, hey, can you share that link to the... I just did, Brandy. For Harvard, my daughter has recently decided she'd like to go to Harvard and drink the
Harvard,
lobster butter.
You think? Lobster butter.
Barely dipping a toe in social media. She'd like to share that with her. Dude. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about how your online reputation can completely ruin your chances of getting into college.
Getting that job.
Yeah.
Finding that relationship.
Harvard University recently rescinded offers for 10 students it had previously accepted based on their social media content. They look at if you're posting party photos of you being intoxicated.
Discriminatory photos.
Right. Bad-mouthing, bullying people. All that stuff. And
if they find
out that you're doing that, a lot of these colleges, a lot of these employers, they're going to, you're done.
Wow.
Get the axe.
It's amazing, man. See, somebody said my Facebook memories from high school are totally cringeworthy.
Yeah.
And somebody else said, see, how dumb are kids? I'm sure Dex's daughter knew he'd see whatever the post was, but posted it anyway. Dude, I follow her.
Right.
You follow her, like we're all friends, and so
the only thing I can think is that she was testing the waters to see if
they said kids are so caught up in the moment they don't think.
Right, they don't think at all.
Which is true. Like maybe she was just so caught up in it in that moment that she wasn't thinking about the ramifications or the fact that dad was probably gonna see it.
Right.
Or his co-host, who's just as cool and will totally get just as mad and delete you. No, I won't actually. I follow all of my kids' friends that are on social media.
I used to
be opposite.
Yeah.
Like, in fact, we did a show on it and it changed my perspective. It was like, I got to follow all my kids' friends now.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was so anti. I was like, why would you do that?
Don't follow them. That is weird.
Like, friends with my kids' friends. Like, that's weird. And now I'm like, no. Daddy's watching.
Yeah. Because I've actually...
Always watching.
I've been a good friend to another person that has a child around my daughter's age. And I remember seeing something on her Facebook page and calling the dad up like, hey, bro. Dad, just saw your daughter post blah, blah, blah. What? Oh, I never saw her on Facebook again.
Somebody said, I'm only allowed to have social media and email with the understanding that my parents will follow me and have the ability to check my profile at any time. It keeps me in check, but I have all of these so I can keep in contact with friends across the country. Somebody said, I'm okay with social media garbage spewing. It reveals the heart and not the fake person you portray in real life. Helps me avoid who I need to avoid or seek out friends who need someone to speak truth to. Wow.
All right.
Good. Steph wants to know when you're going to do your Spider-Man Homecoming review.
Soon, guys.
Okay.
Soon. Maybe next break.
Somebody says, next time, can Harvard check social media before they say that the kids are accepted? Could you imagine? It's like, you get your acceptance letter and everybody's crying. It's all over social media. You're so excited.
Yeah.
So proud of my daughter. You made it to Harvard, bro. Ivy League, dog. Woo! Hashtag selling my kidneys. Yeah! So excited. And then like a month later, it's like, guess I should have taken down those shots of... Well, shots and
yeah, exactly, guys.
Hashtag bummed.
So ask yourself this question. If you're a parent out there, how's your kid's online reputation? I think it's a good question to ask yourself if you're a parent. You have kids that are on Instagram or Facebook. Are you checking it? Are you seeing what they're posting? Are you following them? Maybe you're a parent. You don't even have Facebook or Instagram and don't even know how it works.
Yeah.
Shame on you. Hashtag shame on you.
Why are you parent shaming right now?
I'm parent shaming.
Stop it. Somebody said, sounds like Harvard's the one that's being discriminatory, watching what people are doing on their own time and probably finding excuses to boot out some conservatives because of their political beliefs or pro-life, etc. Either way, that's the culture we live in. Now, the fact is they booted 10 kids based upon that. So whether or not that's what they were doing, you got to be careful, man.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be careful.
Yep.
Somebody else said, I went for a second interview for a job once. The employer told me the reason I was chosen for the job is because they looked at my Facebook page and they could see I was a family man and a Christian. Really opened my eyes on how powerful social media really is.
Man.
Yeah.
585 Live, you want to text into the show. We're also on Facebook, Star 88. You can watch and listen to the show. We'll be right back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The first meeting between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Donald Jr. confirms he met with a Russian lawyer linked to the Kremlin last year after his father had secured enough delegates to win the Republican presidential nomination.
Paul Manafort, who was Trump's campaign chairman at the time, and the president's son-in-law Jared Kushner were also in attendance.
Mosul is liberated from Islamic State control.
The space agencies of Europe and Japan announced they will attempt to send a pair of satellites to Mercury in an effort to study that planet's geography and other conditions, including its infamous heat. The planet's relatively nearby position to the sun means these twin spacecraft will be enduring heat of nearly 450 degrees.
In Northern California, the Wall Fire has burned 2,000 acres and is threatening at least 60 homes east of Oroville.
Spider-Man Homecoming, with an estimated $117 million its opening weekend, making it one of the summer's biggest debuts.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the show, everybody.
So good.
Welcome. You haven't seen Spider-Man Homecoming.
You don't have to, because coming up, I got a full review.
No!
Woo!
No spoilers, dude.
8:35.
Starmy, I'm dedicated to not allowing you to spoil this, so. Hi to Dave, 95 degrees. You're not going to spoil it.
Drop it!
So loud, bro. Whoa. So loud. There's an accident. The shoulder is blocked. I-40 East at Rio Grande. That's exit 157. Also, an accident reported earlier. I-25 South at Martin Luther King Jr. There's a disabled vehicle. Caution in that area. Por favor. No other accidents to report. That's your look at traffic.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man. He can talk to fish underwater.
Nope.
When he turns green, he grows in size. His clothes rip off from kryptonite.
Okay.
Look out.
Yeah.
Here comes the Spider-Man. He's my favorite member of the Fantastic Four. His utility belt is really cool. His airplane is invisible. Spinach makes him super strong. Shazam. There goes the Spider-Man.
Did you know that? Can I be like a super nerd? You play that, and that guy's like mocking, like,
At
one point, he actually was a member of the Fantastic Four. It was called the Future Foundation.
I'm a nerd.
He actually had a white costume. And so, joke's on you, dumb.
Wow.
He actually was a member, technically.
Guys, let me tell you.
Yeah.
On Friday, right after the show, I left work.
Literally right after the show.
I saw that there was a 10:45 a.m. showing, and I thought to myself,
I need a nap.
Self, I have to review Spider-Man Homecoming before I let my kids go and watch this.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm going to let them watch this movie without being a good parent.
Oh, are
and
you
going and watching it first. Like, it's a PG-13 rating.
Is that a dig on me? Because I just took my 4-year-old.
So I said to myself, Self, you go. You go and you...
You go, Self.
You go watch it first, because that's what a good parent does.
Oh.
And I did. I did. I went to the 3D showing. This is what I will say about the movie. Okay.
It was awesome!
Yeah, it was.
It was so great!
Yep.
It was my favorite...
It is.
Favorite DC comic movie of all time.
Throw something at your head. Are you?
I loved everything about it.
Are you blacking out and dating back to Wonder Woman because you just said DC? And so I
just wanted to throw you off a little bit,
like nerd rage on you.
I just love it. Love it when you get just to the point where you're
because
ready to,
there's like none comparison between Marvel and DC.
Okay,
none comparison.
Wonder Woman. A lot of people were asking me that after I got out. They were like, was it better than Wonder
That's
Woman?
That's what people kept saying to me. And I was like, yes.
Because Wonder Woman was so good.
It was so good, but it wasn't so gooder than like Captain America, Civil War. It wasn't gooder than the Avengers. Yeah, dude. Wonder Woman was like, hey, this is the best modern DC film.
No, man.
It ranks right there with like a Thor.
Wow, man.
It's not the best.
You didn't like Thor?
I loved Thor, but that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't even put that in like top five of Marvel films,
Whatever.
Wonder Woman.
Whatever,
it was great.
Let me do my review.
Fine.
Spider-Man Homecoming. Guys, the actor who played Spider-Man, his name's Mr. Holland. Hands down, the greatest Spider-Man ever. Andrew Garfield, okay. Tobey Maguire, they were pretty good. I enjoyed all of the Spider-Mans. This one was like next level, next level, next level.
Yeah.
No, let's go five more. No, wait, let's go 50 more levels up. It was so good. I'm telling you. Go and watch it right now. You go and get your tickets right now.
I love that you loved it so much. And the funny thing is, I always get nervous because I loved that movie. And so when friends go see it, I'm like, waiting for their review. And it's like, man, I really hope you liked this half as much as I did because it's kind of my favorite. And if you don't, I don't think we can be friends.
Right.
And so far,
that's a good way to
I
judge
haven't been disappointed
someone
with this yes. one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way to judge. I mean, come on. That's a really good movie.
This was a movie.
It's all about identity.
Right.
Oh.
This is a movie where I had to go to the bathroom pretty much when the movie started. I was hungry. I was so hungry. I went in. I didn't buy anything before I went in, so I was thirsty and hungry, and I had to go to the bathroom, and I didn't leave my seat the entire time because I didn't want to miss a second.
Okay, Seth asks a good nerd question. He said, I am confused about the movie, though. Steve-O, why does he need the web shooters? Did he or did he not get bit by a spider? Here's the thing, Seth. You're like a solid decade younger, which means you were probably raised on Tobey Maguire.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's the thumbs down right there. The reason I'm giving the thumbs down is because in that movie, they changed it to where all like the web was coming out of him.
Yeah, it was part of his body.
That's not accurate to the comic books.
Right.
In the comics, he was like scientific
he has
nerd.
Web slingers, bro.
And he created his web shooters. And they could run out.
Splat, splat,
it was awesome.
Splat,
yeah, he got
splat.
Bit by a spider and he could like climb walls and like super strength and all that fun
splat.
Stuff. But he still had to like nerdy create his web shooters. And in the movie, they even reference it. I like that they didn't go back and do the whole origin again. But like there's that one moment he's walking with his friend and it's like, she got bit by a spider? So like, blah, blah, blah. Like yeah. It just kind of like passing moment, but it goes through the origin good enough because we're like, yeah, we've seen the origin seven times.
Exactly. That's what I loved about it. I was telling Steve this morning before we got on the air. I loved this take on Spider-Man the most because every other Spider-Man has been just a different take, a different, it's been the same story, but just, let's just change this up just a little bit. This was completely different. Like they kept things out that we already knew. Like, we know the Green Goblin.
And they had different friends. Like Harry Osborn, nowhere to be found. You know, Mary Jane Watson. And
Peter Parker's 15 years old.
Gwen Stacy.
He's in high school.
Kevin Feige said, that this is the head of Marvel said that, they did that on purpose because there's so many friends in his life in the comic books, and it's always centered around these like two or three friends, Gwen Stacy, Mary Jane Watson, and Harry Osborn. And I was like, they wanted to expand it and do something different, and I think it was awesome.
Yeah.
Because it was fresh, but there were still things like the web shooters that were taking you back to the comic books.
Right.
Somebody said, never really got into Spider-Man, Steve-O. I hope one day we can still be bros. Sorry, Jory. You just lost a friend.
Oh.
Somebody said that version was whack. The Tobey Maguire version, by the way.
No, I thought it was good.
Somebody else said, give me Tobey Maguire, give me death. Dude, he looked like he was 30 playing a 15-year-old, first of all. Don't get me wrong.
That's true. He did.
I enjoyed some of the first one. I hated the Green Goblin Power Ranger villain because like he had that weird helmet thing and couldn't talk but just kind of like, woo, Power Rangers! Hated that. The second one was good with Doc Ock, but seriously, Tobey Maguire, I think people thought it was great because that's all they had.
Right.
Now you have something to put it up against, and Tom Holland is brilliant as an actor.
Yeah.
Completely outshines anything Tobey Maguire's ever done. Michael Keaton as the villain.
Oh my gosh, Michael Keaton. Marissa Tomei is amazing as Aunt May. She's so good. In fact, the part where...
Don't you ruin it.
Aunt May takes off her disguise as okay. Aunt May, and there's MJ hiding out.
Stop it. You're such an idiot.
I was so surprised, guys. Why you gotta make fun of me, man?
You're so dumb.
Here's what I want to talk about. This is before... This is a sad... This is a sad thing.
Dude.
Not for the new Spider-Man fans and Tom Holland. I'm so happy.
Somebody wants to know before you move on,
yes.
Tom Holland, but was he beautiful?
Guys.
Because Gal Gadot, how beautiful was Tom? Was he beautiful? On this is how you rate movies when you review them.
On a scale of beauty. Of good acne to bad acne, I'd probably say good acne.
Okay.
They did a great job capturing the puberty stage. Okay. Let's take a moment here because the actors who used to play Spider-Man, they really need your help. So
what?
I'm going to need you to listen to this.
Oh, no.
They're out there now, and they're frightened, scared, and all alone. They're wondering where their next meal is coming from and if they'll ever find work again. They're Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield, two now out-of-work actors who used to play Spider-Man. Poor Tobey Maguire. He lasted through three movies. So they rebooted the series with Andrew Garfield. Poof. Now he's out of a job. But you can help.
So fast.
Give today to the Spider-Man Performers Lending and Trust, or SPLAT. Every donation helps give a washed-up Spider-Man a new lease on life. And to Tom Holland, the latest Spider-Man, in 5 years, SPLAT will be there to help you too. Won't you give whatever you spider can? The Spider-Man Performers Lending and Trust,
okay.
Or SPLAT. You can find us
I'm a member.
On the web.
You could be a member.
No.
Steve-O
no.
is about ready to sign up.
You know what the funny thing is? As we make fun of the fact that there are now three Spider-Men, name how many Batmen there have been.
It's been a lot.
Michael Keaton, who's in Homecoming. Still the best Batman. Still the best Batman.
Okay. What's that guy's name?
Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer. Okay. George Clooney.
Okay.
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Nolan series.
Christopher Nolan series.
What's his name?
Christian
Bale.
Bale. And
Batfleck.
Five,
dude. Okay.
Oh, man. Guys,
five
it was so
Batman.
Good. It was so good.
Which is why it's even more impressive that Hugh Jackman has been Logan for like 20 years.
I love that.
Because there's only one.
Right.
And same with Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man.
Yes.
Who was great, right?
Yes.
I love that
he was
good. In it, but not really a whole bunch.
Right.
He didn't outshine anybody.
Nope.
He had a part to play. Did it well. Patrice says, I feel like only James Bond can survive changing actors. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Tom Holland, in my opinion, is far and away the best Spider-Man we've ever had.
Right.
Hands down. Ah, he's phenomenal. He really nailed... I mean, he's 21, because we talk about playing a high school student. He's playing a 15-year-old. He's 21, but he doesn't seem 21. He's got that, like, little kid voice. Because Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield were straight adults, yo.
Yeah, they're pushing 30, man.
I'm in high school!
Yeah.
I'm 30. I was like, come on, Dawson's Creek.
Yeah.
No one believes that you're really in high school.
One of the great things, if you weren't listening a couple months ago, Tom Holland was on Kimmel or Fallon or one of those shows, and he was talking about how he actually went to high school.
Yeah.
He went undercover. Nobody knew who he was, and he wanted to just be in high school so he could just learn to take on that role. And, man... I'm telling you guys, it really was. It was the best. It was the best movie.
Somebody said, "Don't forget Adam West as Batman," which you're right.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true. Even though it was mostly TV, he did do the Batman movie with shark repellent. We can never take that away from you, Adam West. But yeah, he was in high school at a high school, and kids didn't believe. Like he told one chick, like at the back of the class, like, "Hey, I'm Spider-Man. No one believed him.
Right.
So I love that. He nailed it. He did a really good job. People are chiming in. Somebody said three Hulks. We've had three Hulks. We have? If you count Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to love that Hulk back in the day.
Oh, wait, no. That means four, because Eric Bana in the first Hulk, and then Ed Norton, Mark Ruffalo. Good call. Yeah, three to four Hulks. Gosh.
585 Live, you want to text into the show?
Somebody said, oh, please, Andrew Garfield was just nominated for an Oscar for Hacksaw Ridge, and Silence was nominated too. I think he's doing okay, which is very true. Andrew Garfield is a phenomenal actor. This last weekend, Life Church, they started their new At the Movie series, and week one was Hacksaw Ridge.
You guys have to watch that movie.
I was like snotty crying the whole time. Andrew Garfield, I'm like bummed that he didn't win that Oscar. Because for real, that was a phenomenal performance.
Based on a true story, just an epic tale of a hero.
Yeah.
A real life hero. Like Spider-Man.
Listen, Peter, there are people who handle this sort of thing. Can't you just be a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man?
Easter egg.
That's pretty good.
There you go, guys.
See, people are chiming in on something that happened at the end, and I would love to talk about it, but I don't think it's been long enough to talk about the end. I don't want to spoil stuff.
Like post-credit scene or like very end of the movie?
Mm-hmm.
With a female?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I called it in the middle, too. I knew it!
Yeah, but they've come out and talked about it. Kevin Feige, the head of Marvel, has talked about it because there was like nerd rage for some reason.
I never heard about it, but I actually
thought it was awesome.
I called it.
But, okay, you know what? Spoiler alert.
Oh!
We got to talk about this because so many people are chiming in on it.
We just lost all of our audience.
No, we did not.
Okay.
Because there's more people chiming in on it saying that they've seen it and were confused by the ending than anybody else.
Spoiler alert,
we're about to talk about something that happens at the end of the movie. So, three, two, okay, spoilers. We've alerted you. If you continue to listen at your own risk. Zendaya, whatever, Disney girl.
Okay.
She plays random character.
Random character who, when you watch the movie, you go, wow, she's awesome.
She is awesome.
And halfway through the movie, I'm going, wait, there's got to be more to
this chick.
Totally
got to be more to this chick.
What's up with her?
So at the end of the movie, you discover her name. Her name is Michelle.
Huh.
But she says her friends call her MJ.
At the end of the movie, that's... Yeah.
And it was like, whoa, dude, did they just...
Yeah.
Did they just get rid of Mary Jane Watson, his love interest?
Here's what's going to happen.
For this random girl?
Here's what's going to happen. Spider-Man 2. MJ's going to return to school after a long summer break. She's going to be beautiful.
Why do you say she's going to be?
Because they made her not so beautiful in Spider-Man Homecoming.
I thought she was one of the coolest people in the movie.
She was cool.
She was hilarious.
But they definitely didn't put any makeup on her. Her hair was all ratty.
Who cares? Why does that?
Doesn't matter
at all.
Why
is that a standard of beauty there, Dexter?
But she's going to show up, and it's going to be, who's this girl?
Yeah.
And then Peter Parker's going to fall in love, and that's how it's going to happen. Mark my words, guys.
Yeah.
Mark my words. Yeah, there's some good things.
Somebody said, what happened to a Spidey sense? Good question. And then secondly, I just want to say that Kevin Feige did comment on the fact that they kind of flipped the script on that. And no, she's not replacing Mary Jane Watson.
Oh.
It's just they wanted to kind of pay homage. And those initials are obviously very, very special in the life of Spider-Man. So she's going to have an important role, but she's definitely not.
That's all right. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I like the whole different take.
This is
a little bit different of a Spider-Man that you're used to.
Yeah.
Because he's got a Spider-Man suit that's made from Iron Man, which I thought was awesome.
See, okay, good. So
I was so
we'll move
happy
on from all
that.
The all the spoilery stuff, but so you liked that?
Yes.
That I loved that version because it makes way more sense than a 15-year-old at home sewing his own costume.
Right. And I love the fact that, I mean, he's pretty new to being Spider-Man. You could tell. I mean, this happened pretty recent that he got bit by a spider because he's still learning a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I love the whole Spider-Man suit.
Spider-Man 2 is already in pre-production. They're going to be releasing it this weekend, 2019. So I think it's July. I think it's July 7th, actually. Might be July 9th. Either way.
2 years from now.
Oh, man.
2 years.
But we'll probably see Spider-Man pop up in some other ones, right?
Well, yeah, Avengers. Avengers Infinity War. There's the two Avengers Infinity War movies.
Yeah.
Part 1 and 2, basically. And he's going to be in both of those. So they're simultaneously filming those.
Can I give a quick review on another movie that I got to watch?
Oh, please do, because multiple people are like, forget Spider-Man, I want to hear about this movie. Because you watched another movie this weekend.
I did.
That I said, you have to see this movie.
I did. So, Friday, everybody was making fun of me because I had mentioned that I hadn't seen Moana yet. And I've noticed it's on Netflix. And everybody's like, oh, it's one of the greatest Disney movies of all time. You have to watch it. And I love The Rock. He's one of my favorite actors. And I'm like, why haven't I seen Moana yet? So, over the weekend, I decided it was time. I even asked my daughter, do you want to watch Moana with me? I've already seen it, Dad. Okay. Hey, Landon, you want to come see? Okay. All right.
Everybody's already seen it?
So, I watched Moana by myself. And it was actually pretty good. Here's why. As soon as they started singing.
Demigod,
oh, yeah.
What can I say?
Yeah, okay.
You're
I don't know. What?
Tides,
I think I'm. Hold on. Where's my remote? Maybe my remote. Okay, where's my air?
Okay,
let me just hit this button right. What?
Boom. Next scene.
I hate you.
It was maybe about 55 minutes in length. Oh, another song.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Remote, please. Okay. Let's just fast forward this bad boy. All right. Next scene. Thank you. Right there. Nope. Right there. Nope. It's still going. This song is still going. It was one of the greatest musicals I've ever seen in my life, guys.
Did you watch the whole movie?
No. I didn't watch any of the singing. As soon as they started singing,
I can't be your
friend. I grabbed my remote and I fast forwarded it, and it was awesome.
I cannot be your friend.
Because it took like an hour off of the movie.
I can't.
And I didn't miss anything.
You missed it all.
No, the story was great. The acting was on par. I loved it, man. I thought it was a really, really good Disney
movie. Somebody said Moana way better than Wonder Woman.
Block them.
No, because I
what?
I don't necessarily disagree with that. Moana was fantastic.
It was very good. It was really good. And you know what? Honestly, every time I saw, what was The Rock's character's name?
Maui.
Maui. I thought of Brody.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but he had like Brody's face. For some weird reason, every time I'm like, it was like watching Brody with his hair, and he was just like,
he carries
being all
his
crazy.
Hook around everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
He's got this giant hook he carries around. Yesterday, we were eating spaghetti, which, by the way, at Steve O'Jeets, my personal Instagram. And
that's so funny.
He's like, trying to eat spaghetti, and his hair's like getting in his face, and he's like, I need you to put my hair in a man bun so I can eat my food. And it was like, oh my gosh, can you say that again one more time in front of the camera? Okay, cool.
It was pretty good.
And then he had this like crazy man bun going while he's like slurping down spaghetti, and then he had to go get his hook so he could eat with his hook. Yeah.
So good.
What can I say except you're welcome?
Come on.
The timeless and the sky.
Nope, we're done. All right, let's fast forward that. I got enough. About 5-10 seconds. Man, oh, next scene. Here we go. It's on.
Oh, man. Somebody said I agree with Dex. I did not like the singing either. Y'all are crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
Somebody said I've actually only seen the first 20 minutes of Moana, and that's already better than Wonder Woman.
Wow.
Yeah. Somebody said, Dex, you're fired.
What?
Somebody else said, you cannot be emotionally invested without the music, Dex. How dare you? The songs in Moana were amazing. You were terrible. Somebody else said, thank you, Dex. Finally, someone that isn't a girly, nerdy, Moana-loving musical. Yeah, you're my hero, Metallica Forever, brother.
Yeah!
Have you ever even seen Metallica live?
No, I've never
I've seen them live. 7 times. They're still one of my all-time favorite bands. And as you talk about musicals, the Symphony and Metallica S&M record is still their, like, most popular, best-selling record of all time musical.
Have you ever interviewed Metallica?
Okay.
Yeah. You can just put your headphones down and walk out.
Why? Did you have any good questions for them?
Yeah.
Do you even name the members of the band?
Lars. You have Kirk.
Okay.
We'll be right back. You thought it was part of the song, didn't you? Local sound. It's wild, wild, wild.
Wow. Wow.
Good morning, everybody. Dex and Steve-O, 904.
High today of 96 degrees.
How them roads?
Roads are shoulders blocked. I-40 east at Rio Grande. Just the shoulder, though, so be careful. Maybe don't kick it on the far right lane. Taking a look around. Any other accidents to report? None of them's. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
585 Live, you want to text in? Thank you, Liveline. Love you. Facebook Live at Star88. Go like the Facebook page. You can also find it at star88.fm. If you just click the watch now, you can watch us. You can listen to the show. Get all the information you need about the station. All the music we play.
Mm.
It's pretty sweet.
Dude, reminder.
Reminder.
Waverly is coming soon.
Oh, yeah. Who are they, man?
Just a really good band. You know, you might want to get some tickets because our boy Teo, who used to do the morning show with us, plays bass in that band, and they're reuniting, and they're doing like a one-off show, which means they're not going to do like a tour. It's literally just an Albuquerque show.
It's pretty cool, man.
It's pretty sweet. Tickets are available. Parchments Bookstore right here on the Calvary campus, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Do not wait. Don't be the land of manana that waits to get your tickets at the door. Because you're going to have to stand in a ridiculous line.
Yeah, that's true, right?
Get him now, dog.
Get him now.
Get him now. Yeah.
All right, this is a pretty cool list that I found.
Okay.
This is from an Irish newspaper. This Irish newspaper published a list of American foods they would never eat.
But you're still speaking in an American accent.
All right, now, ladies, let's talk about this Irish newspaper that published a list of American foods.
I mean, that's not the worst.
Okay.
Everybody just... We don't have any listeners now.
What were you channeling there? Like, why were you flinging your arms?
Oh,
like...
I don't know. I don't know.
You, like, started, like, dancing almost. And, like, you keep, like... Jumping.
Hot, hey.
All right. So Irish newspaper, they published this list of American foods they would never eat. So these are all people in Ireland you know how sometimes we'll find out what the Japanese are eating. We're like, oh my gosh, I would never eat that.
Right.
Or,
right,
you know,
right,
you just look at other countries. So they threw out some of our best stuff. I mean, you look at this list and the Irish are making fun of us, and they're like, I would never touch that. That's disgusting. So here is what made the list. I'm blown away by some of this. Pumpkin pie.
Oh, what? Don't you dare, Irish. Don't you dare come at my pumpkin pie.
The Irish would never eat pumpkin pie.
Oh, I love pumpkin pie.
Yeah, in Ireland, pumpkins are purely for aesthetic use.
That's real?
That's real.
Okay.
They would never eat pumpkins. That's disgusting.
We don't like the pumpkin pie very much.
See, that's the thing, man. It's one of those things. It's like if you've never tried it, you just got to give it a taste, man.
Try it. You'll like it.
Thank you.
Just try it.
That's how Yo Gabba Gabba taught me everything I know about eating new foods, man. Yo Gabba Gabba.
Here's another one. The Irish think is completely disgusting. It would never eat. Pastrami sandwiches?
Oh,
Oh, I can't turn to Irish. I'm like, why do I feel like a samurai?
Oh, depending on the voice you use.
I guess it's Irish.
Here's what the Irish said about it. That's way too much meat for one sandwich.
Weird.
Oh, that's way too much meat for one sandwich.
But they'll rock the corned beef and cabbage.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
The next one on this list, again, an Irish newspaper published this list of foods that they would never eat. Sloppy Joes!
Dude, why are they messing with all the goods,
That was
man?
One of my favorite meals at school.
Well, yeah. That's the because everything Joe. Else was... What? Name other meals at school when you were a kid.
Taco salad.
Yeah.
Burrito.
Yeah.
Hot dog.
What?
Corn dog.
Really? I didn't get a hot dog
hamburger.
Or a corn dog. Yeah. But it was mostly really like gross. Just those patties.
But man, the Sloppy Joe!
Yeah!
Who doesn't like a Sloppy
come
Joe?
On!
Hey, thank you, little creamy lunch lady.
Love Sloppy Joes.
I made them extra sloppy for you.
Thank you. Okay. Love you.
I know how you kids like them sloppy.
Okay, thank you.
Lady, you're scaring us.
Back to the list.
Yeah.
Now, this is what I'm talking about. When's the last time you had a can of spray cheese?
Oh, man.
How long has it been?
Dude, when Chrissy was pregnant, that was one of her, like, jams.
Oh.
It's just celery and just, like...
The spray cheese is so good. Just directly in the mouth. Boom! Yeah.
I'll take sliced cheese any day of the way. I'm with the Irish on this one. That's one thing I don't get.
Really?
Do the kids that like they'll all rock like the spreadable yeah. cheese and the crackers and stuff? I'm like, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the Irish said, "What kind of sandwich requires spreadable cheese over sliced cheese?"
Yeah,
I've never put spray cheese on my sandwich. I always just either it's boom in the mouth or it's on a cracker.
Yeah.
All right. This is an Irish newspaper. They put together a list of American foods, quote, that we would never eat. The Irish would never touch this stuff.
All right.
Tater tots.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
There's a local establishment that rocks tots.
Oh, yeah. Is that our jam?
Yes.
I saw that picture last time you were there. I didn't Dude. Know they had tots.
I didn't either. And Joe, manager over at Astro Zombies, was like, dog.
Get the tots, bro.
Substitute the tots on the Frito pie.
Gotta get the tots.
Frito pie tots.
What? We probably should hit up that establishment.
We should go back. Yeah, we need to. That's my jam.
Yeah, the Irish said if they were anything special, we'd have them here by now. Okay. Oh my gosh.
Dude, let's go back to the spray cheese because Trisha just chimed in and said celery and spray cheese? Weird.
I'm in.
You've never had celery and spray cheese? Really? Do people not do that?
Because
I mean, it's got the perfect little crevice, and you just
well, I put peanut butter on my celery.
Oh yeah, well, obviously, normal people
cream
do.
Cheese.
I mean, that's kind of like the same thing as spray cheese. Gross.
Pretty much, yeah. Well,
yeah, yeah.
All right. Snow cones. Apparently, the Irish think snow cones
heck, man?
Is something they would never touch.
I love you too, but their culture's killing me right now.
How about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Get out of my life, you two! What?
I don't know if I want to go to Ireland anymore, guys.
Oh.
A deep dish pizza?
Oh,
what?
My gosh. That's
Why
the
are the ingredients
kind.
Upside down?
Oh, gosh.
That's pretty good. Two more here on the list. Kool-Aid. Making
man.
A drink from powder adds an annoying step with little payoff. That's what the Irish said about it. And our last one, root beer. They say it tastes exactly like cough medicine.
Well, that's because they're Irish. And at the age of 7, they're already drinking beer.
Oh, they beer. Beer.
Yes, I would like a Happy Meal with chicken nuggets, please. And a Guinness for the drink. It's for a boy.
My son would like a Guinness. He's 5.
Okay, they can't drink at 5 over there. Yeah, there's definitely some drinks. I know what they're talking about because every once in a while I'll get a drink and it'll taste like cough medicine. I get it.
What? No. Ruby says the Irish have gone too far. PB&J yeah. is the bomb, yo.
Pumpkin pie, PB&J. I'm blown away by those two on the list.
Dude, yeah. Somebody else is blown away by the fact that it sounds like we've never heard of chili cheese tots. chili cheese. So it's basically like Frito pie, but you substitute. But it's because there they don't have that. They just have like Frito pie, but you can get tots done differently.
What is this chili cheese tots you speak of, man?
Maybe they don't like tater tots because it reminded them of the great potato famine.
Ooh.
Somebody else said, I was actually completely with them until the pizza.
All right.
What do they eat? What are like the
corned beef and cabbage?
Okay, but that feels like such a stereotype.
That's
like
it,
now
man.
I want to know the top 10 Irish foods.
Look it up, man.
All right.
Look it up, man.
Like, what do they have that's so special that they're trashing? So, sadly, the very first thing, top 10 Irish whiskeys.
Yeah.
Top 10 Irish. Yeah. Those are the first things that come up. Beers and whiskeys.
10 Irish YouTubers? Click on that one.
Okay. No, dude. The top 10 Irish foods.
Irish stew.
What's boxty?
Boxty. It's a potato pancake. I made that up. It just looks like a pancake.
It looks like a pancake.
I bet it's a potato pancake.
It's an Irish potato pancake.
There you go. See, you guys? I know my pancakes.
Huh. Mostly associated with like actually. The North Midlands.
Yes.
And like the
O'Neill's. Back when I did that other radio show, they would come in every St. Paddy's Day and they brought us some of those before. They're really good.
How about Irish stew? That's like beef stew, right?
Yeah, bro.
That's good. I mean, right?
Yeah.
Meat and root vegetables. Yeah. I'm down with beef stew.
What's soda bread?
Soda bread. It's a variety of quick bread traditionally made in a variety of cuisines in which sodium bicarbonate is used as a leavening agent instead of yeast.
Huh.
Okay. What about cold cannon?
Cold cannon?
It's a traditional Irish dish of mashed potatoes with kale or cabbage.
Oh, that sounds great.
That actually does sound pretty great.
With Irish butter.
I like that. Mashed potatoes with kale?
Heck yeah, man.
Smoked salmon?
Yeah, everybody likes smoked salmon. Well, I don't know. Not everybody, I guess. Yeah,
my kids would die. Actually, just Jack. He's got the, like, every time he eats fish.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we made shrimp tacos. Phenomenal shrimp tacos. And he was like, and I'm like, just try it. This was before I even tried it. I can't. It tastes like ocean. And I'm like, dude, try what? And he popped a shrimp in his mouth. And he's like, this is amazing. I'm like, I know. It's because we seasoned it differently. Welcome to the world. How about coddle?
Coddle, that's a fish, right?
It's an Irish dish, which is often made up to use up leftovers.
Oh.
It doesn't even have a specific
recipe.
Maybe
I'm thinking of a cuttlefish.
It could be anything. Yeah.
All right.
Coddle.
So far, I'm not really digging the whole Irish.
That's the Dublin coddle.
Menu here.
Yeah.
I love corned beef and cabbage, though.
Yeah, it's like mostly potatoes and this is all.
Fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have things like biscuits and gravy. That was another thing on the list. Biscuits and gravy they thought was super weird.
What?
They're like, it's a weird scone with some identified sauce that resembles gravy in no way whatsoever.
Okay.
The Irish, I tell you, man. Twinkies? They think Twinkies are weird? You're weird.
No, I'm kind of, what is that?
You've never heard of the KFC Double Down? Are you American? Are you American?
Dude, I'm so hungry.
The CIA that is listening looks... right now. You should probably come and check out Steve-O Jeter because he's a spy. You've never had the KFC Double Down?
No, dude.
Bacon and cheese inside of two pieces of fried chicken. The bun is fried chicken.
Does look pretty.
We wonder why we're dying of cancer.
Wait, what?
What the hell, man? It's a documentary on Netflix. You guys should totally watch it. It's called What the Health? I'm serious.
You scared me so badly just now. I was like, oh, no, dump it.
No, man. This is exactly what they were talking about.
I know.
This is why we're dying. This is why we all have diabetes. This is why we're all in the hospital.
Somebody
at like
said.
40 having a heart attack. The KFC Double Down?
Whatever, haggis. They said, food of my people! I don't know.
Haggis!
Bangers and mash?
Yeah.
You had bangers and mash?
I have had that.
Okay. Somebody said, that's amazing. Somebody said, your accent is flowing between Irish, Jamaican, and British.
Oh, man. Thank you, man.
Hi, welcome to the Irishman.
A Rastafarian.
Can you imagine? What if you were? What if you were like, you were Rastafarian in Ireland? Would you sound like that?
Hi,
Rastafirish.
Oh,
hi, welcome. Yeah, I listen to a lot of POD. Jamaica Man. Rastafari.
Hubbub Marley.
Hershey's chocolate.
That is the weirdest. That is the weirdest. Like, inflection error because I'm trying to do it, but I'm just stuck on the Irish. I can't do it.
Rastafari.
Every little thing going to be all right.
Ah.
We have got to move on. We're like stuck on Irish Rastafari.
Look at that sloppy Joe.
Stop looking at good food. I'm so hungry.
That's the best looking sloppy Joe I've ever
Mondays
seen.
Mondays are hard, guys.
That's not an American sloppy Joe.
There's no food yet. It's so poached. Somebody says it's a really good thing you guys aren't stoners. Thanks, J. Marie. Grandma J. Marie says...
If we were, we'd still be talking about the very first thing we talked about when we kicked off the show 4 hours ago.
Dude. What? Okay.
What?
My screen just went out.
Oh.
Trisha says, never heard of the Double Down, Steve-O? I've never ate it, but still heard of it. Come on.
Yeah, I've never ate it either.
Man.
The Double Down.
Why would I have heard of the Double Down?
What's the one at Taco Bell that they're selling now? It's the same thing. It's like... The taco shell is chicken fried steak.
That can't be real.
I swear to you.
Really?
I saw it on the menu. The taco shell is chicken fried steak. It's a patty, a chicken fried steak patty, folded up into a taco shell, and they put your taco stuff in the middle.
See, that should be on the list. I get those things on the list, but the Irish, like, straight up attacked, like, good food. That's what Trisha said. I thought when you started this list, I thought it would be all processed food, but it's some of our best food.
Sloppy Joe's, PB&J. I mean, cheese in a can. Come on, guys.
It's called the chicken chalupa?
Yeah, that's true.
No way.
Yep.
Ron Dog
I'll
is
Google
laughing.
It right now.
Currently, we're doing a good job for Ron Dog. That's good.
Chicken chalupa.
That can't be real. That's real.
Yep.
That's, look at this. That's real.
Boom. A chicken fried steak as your taco shell.
It looks so thin, though.
Well, that's, yeah. It's real, bro.
At least the Double Down looks like thick chicken. That looks
the naked
really,
chicken, bro.
Really fake.
It's real. I was at the menu the other day for my kids.
As
by the
soon
way.
As we're done with the show, we are going to one of these processed food establishments, and we're gonna Facebook Live us eating all of these crazy things. I'm trying that other one.
Oh my gosh!
Trying it. Amy's gonna be so mad.
The naked chicken chalupa is what it's called.
That looks gross.
It really does. I don't want to eat that.
Somebody said it's just chicken, bro.
I love me some chicken fried steak, but not like that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's good, though. Maybe we need to try it.
Because
we're being like the Irish, man. Now we're being like the Irish. We're not judging a book by its cover.
Yeah, because its cover is chicken, and that sounds gross.
Chicken fried steak.
But like fake chicken fried steak. Not like how mom made it when you were a kid.
Right. Like they made that in a lab.
Taco Bell
like that's
is
not
making
even real
your
chicken.
Chicken fried steak.
Yeah. That's not even a real
Pass.
Chicken.
That sounds so gross.
What if you found out that your chicken was actually like lizard meat? Like there was like lizard farms and they were like, instead of chickens, they had lizards.
Where does your brain go?
I don't know.
Like how did you get from Taco Bell?
Documentaries, man. I've watched too many documentaries. I need to stop.
Lizard
it's ruining
people
my
documentaries
life.
Or? Oh. Process lizard
it's
is
like,
where you
are
went.
The chickens really chickens? No, they're created in a lab in a petri dish.
Wow. Okay.
There we go.
Thanks, Irish.
Thank you.
Thanks for making me hungry. Just listing all of our favorite foods. Hi.
Hi.
Gotta go try the KFC Double Down. Gotta get some diabetes.
Beautiful.
I mean.
We gotta take a break. We're going to finish out some headlines. 585 Live if you want to text into the show. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. This is Quality Tam. I'm about to hear what these boys think of me. I'm willing. I just hope it's the truth. You know what I mean? Because I'll have something to say about it.
this chick on our show that talks a lot that you all know. This one for them hood girls. She's a good girl and loves Jesus. Talking, more talking. Talking up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Charlotte Roux. She got tones so pretty. She just talks, talk Tam. Mute the mic and don't tell her. She just talks, talk Tam. Making me want to retire. She just talks, talk Tam. Say a name and you know it. She just talks, talk Tam. Make it stop, somebody break it down. Stop talking hallelujah. Stop talking hallelujah. Stop talking hallelujah. She talks too much, she's gonna give it to ya. Tam talks too much, she's gonna give it to ya. She talks too much, she's gonna give it to ya. Saturday night, every night. Don't believe me, just watch.
Stop. Wait a minute. Fill my cup, put some coffee in it. You both need a reality check. Steve-O, Dex. Think they're Hollywood, New York. I'm Albuquerque City. The people say I got quality. No jibba jibba jabba. No, no, they say I'm hot, hot damn. Talking about things that matter. She's too hot, hot damn. Breaking chains and making walls shatter. She's too hot, hot damn. You know I'm bringing that heat. That means I'm hot, hot damn. Don't be tripping cause you just jealous. Quality Tam, bring it to ya. Quality Tam, bring it to ya. Gonna wanna say hallelujah. Cause real talk Tam, gonna give it to ya. Cause real talk Tam, gonna give it to ya. Real talk Tam, gonna give it to ya. Monday night through Sunday night. Close your mouth and let me talk, yeah. No, seriously, I'm trying to finish my sentence. It's not even... Just forget it. It's done. I don't even need to try to talk. Nope, I get it. I get it. Anyway, this has been Quality Tam featuring... Quality Tam? Yeah, Steve Owen, the one and only. Dex.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
You're underselling it, which means it's awesome and I want in.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The first meeting between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Donald Jr. confirms he met with a Russian lawyer linked to the Kremlin last year after his father had secured enough delegates to win the Republican presidential nomination.
Paul Manafort, who was Trump's campaign chairman at the time, and the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, were also in attendance.
Mosul is liberated from Islamic State control.
The space agencies of Europe and Japan announced they will attempt to send a pair of satellites to Mercury in an effort to study that planet's geography and other conditions, including its infamous heat. The planet's relatively nearby position to the sun means these twin spacecraft will be enduring heat of nearly 450 degrees.
In Northern California, the Wall Fire has burned 2,000 acres and is threatening at least 60 homes east of Oroville.
Spider-Man Homecoming, with an estimated $117 million its opening weekend, making it one of the summer's biggest debuts.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
The Dex, 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 Remix, Remix.
Oh. Oh, man. Look. Shout out to Ruby, listening from Dallas, Texas.
Oh!
She rocks a podcast every day.
Oh, 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 oh!
Love you, Ruby.
Nice!
9:32.
High today of 96 degrees in Albuquerque. That's okay, just cut me off. Dude, HR actually posted a photo of this week's weather.
What'd they say?
To give me an update.
Yeah?
You know it's bad when HR is posting photos on their Instagram, tagging me saying, hey, Steve-O,
just make sure
it's only going to be like 90 this week, so just so you know.
Why, HR?
About to lose your shorts privileges.
Really? Why you got to be like that, yo?
Yeah, Michaela!
Why you got to be like that? Why can't we wear shorts?
Probably because we blast them on the radio and call them out, so... Finally getting chill this week, guys. Rest of the week, cooling down, sorry. Short stays are dwindling away, guys.
It's It's cool, man.
This traffic report goes out to Shorts. I miss you. I love you.
You're wearing them right now, bro.
Oh, yeah. I am. Nothing's going on the roads. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Also for the good. Thank you. Thank you for your support. Star 88, screen printing, live printing, graphic design, including graphic designing that. That right there. Morning Invasion t-shirt behind me. Facebook Live knows what I'm talking about. They do all that. Facebook, yeah, .com/Star88FM if you want to see it. ForTheGood.com or 505-508-5658. That's 505-508-5658. Thanks again to For the Good for their support of Star 88FM.
Before we get into some more headlines, let me share a story about a 23-year-old guy named Joseph. And he was on a Delta Airlines flight from Seattle to Beijing.
I thought we were over these airline
stories. No, we're not.
Come fly with me.
Let's fly away. Did you say Seattle to Beijing?
What?
Seattle to Beijing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about Beijing, Iowa. I'm talking about Beijing, China. Steve-O.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
What is wrong with you?
Oh,
get up!
Nope. Okay. Come on and fly with me. Let's fly away. Let's fly.
Everybody wants to fly. Take your seat, ma'am.
Pack up. Let's fly away.
Wow. Hey.
Okay. All right.
You guys
are
crazy.
Wow.
Like a small bag.
Okay. Thank you, Frankie. This 23-year-old guy, nice. Joseph, he was on this flight, and about an hour into the flight, went nuts. Guy started losing his mind.
Why?
Didn't want to be on the plane anymore. That's what I can't understand this. I get the whole anxiety of, you know, being claustrophobic, but then don't they realize
they're like 30,000 feet in the air?
Yeah, and they're trying to get out of the plane. He started trying to open the exit door.
Okay.
He was punching anyone who tried to stop him. Well, eventually one of the flight attendants whacked him over the head with a wine bottle to stop him.
Where did they get a wine bottle? It's like the little 3-inch plastic wine
bottle. Yes.
It's like Sutter Holmes sweats in, bro.
Stop it!
Little shot glass. Bing! Oh,
gosh. Where did they get a full wine bottle?
I don't know, man. First class.
Wow.
Yeah, flight attendant whacked him over the head with a wine bottle to stop him. And then a bunch of other passengers tackled him and held him down while the plane flew back to Seattle.
Oh, my gosh.
So they got an hour into their flight across the ocean, had to turn around and go back.
Well, that's better than, like, having to tie him down for 12 more hours.
Just duct tape the guy to a chair, man.
Beijing, dude.
That's what I'm saying, man. Why not?
Oh, man.
The U.S. Attorney's Office charged him with interfering with flight crew. And according to Delta, it's a good thing his meltdown didn't happen any earlier into the flight, because if the plane had been at a lower altitude, he actually might have been able to get the door open.
Oh, man.
That's what I've always wondered. So if they get to the door, they just answered my question, because I always thought, can they really open the door? Because I feel like they would have special locks on there.
You would think.
There's no way somebody
like
from the
parent
inside.
Parent locks?
Right.
Like I have in my car when I don't want my kids rolling down the window, you just...
Yeah. Like, there's no way they can unlock this unless, like, the captain or the stewardess unlocks it.
Yeah, maybe.
So unless let the guy try to open the door, man. You're not going to get that thing open? Go for it, man. Beat on it all you want. You're not getting out.
Yeah, until he actually does, and then...
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Unreal.
Now, this is my question. I think that the airline should introduce blow darts.
Oh, okay.
Think about how much safer it is, Steve-O. The lady took a wine bottle, could have killed the guy.
Yeah, that is true.
You have a blow dart gun?
Okay. Yeah, but I've seen too many movies where they suck in too hard the first time.
That is in the movies, okay?
I've seen it, bro.
You blow that thing at somebody and boom. Right in the neck, man.
Yeah,
he's
but
out
they're
cold.
Like crazy, like a stewardess is holding him next, you know, oh, wrong person.
Well, who cares?
My bad. You gotta load another dart.
Guess what? That person gets a nap. Who wants to be on a plane from Seattle to Beijing?
Yeah.
Awake.
Yeah.
In fact, introducing a new way to fly.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away.
I'm out. I'll see you in 5 hours. I'd take that every trip. I would take it every trip. Blow dart to the neck, please. Put me out.
There's much safer ways to do that and sedate someone without blow dart to the neck.
Yeah, but blow dart is way cooler.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying.
Incredible.
There's got to be a better way to handle situations like that, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of whacking somebody over the head with a bottle of wine, which could kill the guy.
That's incredible that they even had a bottle of wine. I'm not even being funny.
Right.
I don't know where they got it from. Did they like pour it all out for so like, ha! No! This is the good stuff!
Yeah, a bottle of wine to the head. Think about how that would be awful.
I'm serious. I'm surprised they had a bottle of wine on an airplane. You imagine trying to subdue them and it's like a box of wine? Get the box of wine! What?
It's not going to do anything.
We don't have any other weapons! Are you kidding me? Nice little Merlot.
Maybe they could teach the stewardesses like how to like do a rear naked choke or something. Okay. Like put them out. But a bottle of wine to the back of the head, honestly, just glad that the guy didn't get seriously injured.
Well, yeah.
Because that stewardess would be going to prison. Telling you. Sorry to say it.
I mean, wine bottle. Wine bottle to the head.
Guys, that was a woman who belly flopped 83 feet off a cliff.
One more time.
That was the sound of her hitting the water,
doesn't
belly
get
flopping into the water.
Gosh. A study finds men who marry younger women live longer, so let's all date younger people, am I right? What? Not sure dudes need another reason to want to date young people, but here you go. According to a new study out of Sweden, men who date or marry younger women live longer than men whose partners are around their own age. Great, I'm dead.
Okay.
I'll be dead soon. I blame my wife. It's about right. Unfortunately, the same isn't true for women. They found that when women marry men who are younger than them, it actually doesn't help them live any longer at all.
Oh, man.
Researchers think the reason for the difference is that men thrive off the energy and support of a younger woman.
Yep.
But sadly, women are usually less reliant on getting support in a marriage, so a younger husband's energy doesn't really help them whatsoever.
Telling you, man, my sister, she married somebody that's like, I don't know, 25 years older than her.
Whoa.
He's got so much energy.
What?
Yeah.
Because
he's like 75.
Huh?
Yeah. The guy's still rocking, man.
Okay.
And my sister, she's like that. She has that personality where she's like, go, 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 and just wants to have fun.
Do they listen to the podcast?
No.
Do they listen to the show at all?
No.
What is wrong with her?
They live in a $5 million mansion
there
in
you
Del Mar.
Okay.
That's cool.
There you go.
But he's a really good guy.
Oh, sure.
Really good dude.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sure.
He's my brother-in-law.
Yeah, man, that's cool,
him.
Man.
I
that's great. Of course you do. Probably because you only have a few more years left to love him.
Moving into that spare bedroom.
Oh, okay. Oh, dump it.
Don't post this podcast.
Actually, according to this study, he's going to live a very long time.
Because
dudes need to marry younger.
He's in great shape. Takes care of himself.
I believe.
You know?
I believe it.
Got good genes.
Okay. Moving on.
No, I meant like his jeans that he wears are really nice.
They're like Z Cavaricci's.
They're
bedazzled.
Is that a real jean? Z Cavaricci's?
Shut up. I don't remember. Like back in the day.
Z Cavaricci's.
It's like all the rich kids.
I don't know. I don't remember that.
Z Cavaricci, Wikipedia.
All I can remember is when I was a kid, I wanted to get silver tab Levi jeans.
It's from the 80s.
That was my expensive jeans, with silver tabs.
Z Cavaricci, dog.
Wow, how much were those?
What?
They were so expensive.
Those are jeans? Those are dress pants.
Well, they're nice pants.
Those are nice.
Okay. Moving on. You know, there are nerds. There are nerds. And then there are like dudes you just don't even want to talk to. Because it's so bad. That's where we pick up this story. We know Star Wars and Star Trek fans are quite passionate. I'd say I'm pretty passionate when it comes to Star Wars. I love Star Wars.
No, not at all. I mean, you don't have, like, Star Wars tattoos or anything on your body?
No, I don't at all. That would be dumb. What? No, that'd be terrible. But this is a story of one fan who took it to the dark side. Am I right? 23-year-old dude named Jerome White from Oklahoma City was at home with his 19-year-old roommate, Burke Warren, on Saturday afternoon. They got into an argument over which was better, Star Wars or Star Trek. I feel like I could dance better to Star Trek, am I right?
Am I right, everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, we don't know which side Jerome was advocating for, but here's what we do know. He was passionate. He loved him some Wars or Trek.
Oh, get down.
Yeah. Yeah. He wound up shoving Burke and then choking him out.
Oh, my gosh. No way.
Dude got so heated, he beat up his roommate over an argument whether Star Wars or Star Trek is better. What do you say? What say you? What's better?
I really like the new Star Trek movies, though.
Better than Star Wars?
No! Star Wars all the way!
Yeah. Yeah.
But Chris Pine.
No, dude! Not even close. Star Wars is a gajillion times better.
Okay.
Star Trek is cool. And more science-y. If you're into that whole thing. I don't watch movies to dip into reality and future sciences. I dip in because I want to escape and watch some Jedi with lightsabers.
Could you never say dip in again?
Don't care about the science behind it. Trekkers.
They're called Trekkies?
They're called Trekkers, actually.
No, Trekkers.
No.
Trekkers.
Athelia says, would people hate me if I said neither? Yes, we would.
Yeah.
Hate you.
Bing.
I'm just kidding. Oh, man! I love it. I would never choke out a Trekker, but...
Trekker.
What's amazing is thinking of the story, I can just picture the guys fighting, and it seems like it was probably like, oh, yeah? And then, like, they shoved him, and they're like,
ow! Okay, bro.
Oh, it's on! It is so on right now! Like, when Captain Kirk... And Spock, it's just on! Ah! Nerd rage,
well,
man.
My retainer is loose.
Nerd rage.
Oh, my retainer.
You know what's really interesting, though? Interesting.
Hold on, fix your retainer, Steve.
Oh, sorry. Somebody says neither. It's all about Galaxy Quest. Thanks, member of the Starmie.
Galaxy Quest.
I'm going to be at New York Comic Con in October. It's going to be really sweet. And William Shatner will be there.
Can you say William Shatner again?
I can't. FCC regulations, bro. And Mark Hamill, who plays Luke Skywalker.
Luke Skywalker?
Luke Skywalker. Sorry, my ears are hold on. Luke Skywalker.
Oh, man.
Dude, so you got Captain Kirk and Luke Skywalker at New York Comic Con this year. And I can't wait to see the nerd rage fights.
You know, do you ever do this? Can I just let's just pause the show for a second?
Okay.
You know, if you're like at a comedy show and you're like performing for a crowd and you're trying to make them laugh and they respond and then you know you're funny because they're like, I don't know if you do this on the show, but I'm constantly looking at the live line to see if like people are going, ha. And like when I don't see anybody laughing through the comments, I get really bummed. Because I feel like we're just laughing and we're
people are chiming in on the live line. Who cares?
Do they say ha?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay, man.
I wish we had a live studio audience.
All right.
Just to somebody let us know if we're like funny or not.
The last Star Trek was bad.
No.
Like so bad. Somebody said Star Wars all day, air day. Star Trek don't have the force, just the Vulcan grip. I didn't think the last one was terrible.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was good.
Yeah. Yeah. It was no, gosh, the first one. And I actually liked Into Darkness. The one with that one guy. Benedict Cumberbatch.
What's up, bro?
Yeah, that guy. Somebody said, Steve-O, you don't get to talk here. You tell Dex you're going to fight him to the death all the time over similar stuff. Jesus said if you did it in your heart, it's the same sin. Hashtag Jesus juked.
Perfect.
I've nerd raged on you so many times in my heart that apparently I need to apologize. Nah.
You got to give yourself over to Christ, bro. Jesus is Lord. You can go one direction in life, or you can see the light, bro.
Apparently you think that's funny.
That's because we just got Jesus juked, and the very next thing was Cartman proclaiming the gospel. Amazing. Where did you get that?
What do you mean? I had nothing to do with it.
Oh! All right. I'm sorry for nerd raging on you all the time. I just wish you were better at culture.
What's up, bro?
Yeah.
Better at culture?
Just new
I just threw down a
culture.
South Park drop that just melted your brain.
Touche.
Okay?
Touche.
Yeah. You need to spit on my left hand. You spit. He like rocketed.
Seriously.
He rocketed spit all the way over to my left hand.
Yeah, Jay Marie says, Steve, are you sure you wouldn't choke a brother out over Star Wars? You've come close to beating Dex a few times.
What's up, bro? Okay. Beating Dex?
Oh.
It'd be like...
I'm wiry, bro. Watch me take this flip-flop off.
Don't you chonkle me. Okay? Like last time, I still have a mark. When I see that chonkle come off, it's like, oh
man.
Put the chonkla back on.
By the way, now we're being like overindulged in our Facebook feed because of you. People are like trying to make you happy.
Thank
and keep
you,
pressing
guys.
The laugh button.
I need the laugh button. Can they make a laugh button, ugh, somebody, please?
Wow. Somebody Derek says, trust line. Me, you guys are hilarious.
Thanks, guys.
Elizabeth says she laughs with you a lot.
It just gets really, really weird when you're stuck in a little like box with another dude and we're laughing but nobody else is. Sorry guys.
Somebody said I listen to you because I need to laugh. It's a no-brainer, guaranteed to laugh my butt off. Trisha says let's not forget about that Friday. We want peace, guys. It's true.
Peace, not grease, bro.
Oh, Kim says I am the one person sitting in my office listening to you guys just cry laughing every day. People passing by looking at me funny. You are so hilarious. Love the show.
Thanks,
nice
guys.
To meet you yesterday, Kim.
Kim?
Yeah. She was a greeter at church yesterday.
Oh, that's cool.
She had her little name badge on.
Nice.
And it was like, boom, Kim. And I was like, I know you from Facebook Live.
Hey, that's
you chime
cool,
in a
y'all.
Lot.
Nice.
Thanks for making the show good. Yeah. Somebody said, I'll tell you what, you want to get that YouTube show popular? Nerd Fights. Millions of subscribers.
Nerd Fights?
True, man. They're right here.
Don't you do it.
Oh, dude.
You nicked me.
I did not.
Yeah, you want to bet? Just wait for it. It's going to happen here. Right in here. I'm going to have a bruise. I'm going to take a picture, send it to HR. HR, you'll be receiving a picture email.
Oh, my gosh.
Shortly from me.
No, I did
Steve-O
not.
Took his chonkla off. You saw it on camera.
Yep.
Dude, come on. Get red.
It's not going to get
you
red.
You hit me, bro.
I did not hit you,
you
dumb.
Did.
No, I did not. Moving on. You ready?
Ready.
Oh, somebody wants to know how little Chonkla Jeter is doing. Yeah.
Little Chonkla Jeter?
Yeah, remember? That day, everybody was saying I needed to adopt that stupid dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know how he's doing? Euthanized. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just kidding.
Are you kidding me?
The original owners came and picked him up. And
that's
he was,
a lie, guys.
No, that's real.
They did? They found him?
Yeah.
They found the original owner?
Yeah, that's real. I couldn't have been more happy. Because for some reason now, my whole family... Like Brody keeps wanting a cat, and he's like, I wish we could have a cat, but it would kill mom. I'm like, man, I mean, if you want a cat, we can get a cat. I'm just
Chrissy!
She wants like a dog, another dog.
You better get a dog like, then.
No. Kids want a cat. I'm just like, this isn't happening. I don't want any more animals.
Unreal.
I don't even like the one I have. Rocket gets hair everywhere and he's obnoxious. He still loves me. What a dummy. Yeah.
Somebody said, oh, I don't want to. Yeah. Okay. Have you been getting this on your Facebook Messenger? Please tell all the contacts in your messenger list not to accept J.K. Smith friendship request. He's a hacker.
I got that!
And has the system connected to your Facebook account. If one of your accounts accepts it, she will also be hacked.
Yeah.
Like, all my friends keep sending me this. Yeah. Should I, like, send it to all my friends?
I mean...
kind of annoyed by it, but is it real?
I mean...
Or is it a trick?
It's not real. I didn't forward it.
Is it a scam?
All of you that sent me that, because I got a few of those.
Like, if I like, copy it, will it, like, break into my phone and totally, like, scam me, bro?
No, man.
Just wondering if anybody had any information on that.
Moving on. Although everybody wants us to stay on this topic because they love the way you say chancla.
Chancla, bruh. You and your chancla.
And now it's time for
random
facts.
1, 2, 3.
All right. Number one. From 1876 to 1887, Major League Baseball players could request where the pitcher threw the pitches during an at-bat. Shut up.
Really?
I actually didn't know this. You could ask for it high, low, or middle. Are you kidding me?
They could request where the pitcher threw. So,
I'll take it high.
Wow.
And the umpire actually adjusted the strike zone to the request.
No kidding.
That's what? Ridiculous.
Why did they change that?
Why did they change it? Okay, moving on. Number two.
Oh.
Every character on The Simpsons only has four fingers on their hand except for God. He has five when he appeared in Homer's various visions in dreams. How crazy is that?
Number What are you going to do when we get to heaven and everything's a cartoon?
You can't stop my music!
My bad.
I gotta know. Mount Vesuvius in Italy is still an active volcano and 550,000 people would need to be immediately evacuated if it erupts again. That is crazy.
550,000 people?
Yeah. In Italy. Didn't even know that many people lived in Italy. I actually have. I went to Verona. I've been to, not Sicily. What's the one with the canals?
Venice?
One with Venice,
okay.
Yes. It's like it's obviously not Venice Beach. Yeah.
No.
It stinks, bro.
I have been there.
Okay. It stinks.
Yeah, I put my hand in the canal when I was on the boat, and then the guy laughed at me and said,
that's smell poo-poo. Your hand. Why that's are we poo-poo. French? That's like French.
Okay, all
right. Okay. Number five. Most of Steve Jobs' wealth came from Disney, not Apple, when Disney acquired Pixar from his 2000... Or, gosh, when Disney acquired...
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4! Oh, I knew it.
You're
I was
so close,
stupid.
Dude.
Ah!
You were so close. It'll
okay,
never happen.
No, I missed the last line. When Disney acquired Pixar from him in 2006, he got 7.4% of Disney, which is worth $4.4 billion. He only had about $2.1 billion from Apple, by the way. So,
jeez,
that's insane. Congratulations, Steve Jobs.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
we're done with the show.
We are done with the show, which is too bad because I had a great one. I had a great one.
You had a great what?
A great one. Great story.
Save it for Wednesday.
Except tomorrow's Tuesday. Oh, right.
Yeah, Steve won't be here.
I forgot.
What else?
I'm sorry, guys.
It's cool. I guess not important in your life.
Okay. Not my fault. Crazy cool opportunity.
Thanks, Starmie.
Probably won't get to talk about it on
away
Wednesday.
The morning show. Yeah, come and do this other job that takes away from your real job.
Can't talk about it.
It's fine. Guys, if you missed any of the show this morning, we got this podcast. It's on demand. You can get it at the app. Download that to your smartphone, Star 88 in the App Store. You can also go to star88.fm. Got the podcast there. And iTunes, Google Play, Morning Invasion. Have a beautiful Monday. We love you guys. We'll see you on Wednesday. I don't know. Maybe I'll be here tomorrow.
You
I don't
should.
Know.
It's Quality Film Tuesday. You can get this goober to do the show with you.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. you'll just have to tune in tomorrow and find out. Okay, bye.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.